Hey, this is Dex from the Morning Invasion. Do you love hearing Steve-O every morning?
It's a Morning Invasion. Coming straight to your Asians?
Stop it. Stop it. He made it racist.
Or maybe you like that southern boy from Mississippi, Mateo.
It's the Morning Invasion. Adjusted for inflation. I'd like to rap into you, but I'm comfy in my station.
With growing numbers each week, you could use this time to tell our listeners about your business or product. Get in touch with us by sending an email to radio@star88.fm.
We interrupt this broadcast for an important message. It's time for the Morning Invasion. Here's Dex, Steve-O, and Teo.
Ready for delivery. Roger, switching to broadcast.
It's just an old run-of-the-mill Wednesday. Calendar's full of
Wednesday?
That is some strong coffee.
Wake up. Come on. Wake up!
It's not about the music. It's about the showmanship and pageantry and smoke machines and glitter cannons and giant hair and codpieces.
The hit show, insanely popular.
Where are you going with this?
This show changes everything I know about funny.
Under all the circumstances, I disagree.
You people are crazy.
I was once called the worst audience participant Cirque du Soleil ever had.
Suppose we go on to the next subject.
Is everyone in the control room ready?
Come on, it's showtime.
A bomb melancholy.
Good morning.
Are we in an independent film?
I am.
Oh, man. Can I be Bill Murray because I'm the oldest?
Yes.
Oh, yeah!
I'm going to be Zooey Deschanel.
Good morning, everybody. I love Zooey Deschanel.
Really?
I do.
It's a great perfume. Who is that?
She's on
Deschanel.
Dude, she's on New Girl. Come on.
Everybody knows who she is.
She's on Elf. She was married to Ben Gibbard. They broke up. He wrote his best record because of it.
500 Days of Summer.
Oh my gosh, that movie
is
so great.
Elf.
She's married to Teo.
Teo.
Good morning, everybody. It is Wednesday, 6:04.
Hi to Dave. Slacking, guys.
Man. Sounded like a fake temperature.
That's because, oh, okay, it wasn't there earlier. There were just lines across it. It was like currently 40 degrees, but they're high today of 75. That's why.
Seriously?
I wore a t-shirt.
That's good.
High today of 75, 77 on the Apple app.
Yeah.
But I always go with the weather app.
Guys, this hoodie is collapsible. Mm. I can just take this thing off when it gets warm.
It's good.
It's pretty neat.
So, don't know if you guys noticed my new water bottle.
You have a fruit infuser.
I love the infused water.
Except what's weird is now there's water that's below my raspberries. What do I do? Do I eat this stuff when I'm done?
I never thought I'd see the day when you found a way to infuse more fruit in your life, Steve.
Hey-o!
It's huge.
How long you been infusing that?
Since yesterday at like 7, I don't know, 6 or 7.
How long?
Dude, it tastes amazing.
You gotta refuse to lose when you infuse. Yeah. How long does it take?
Usually takes about 30 minutes for it to tasting
That's
real good. But then if you infuse it for like 7 hours, boom.
I put it in the fridge last night at like 7, so this thing's got 11 hours on it.
Maybe it's not only
webcam,
infused,
people.
But it's fermented a little bit.
It's something.
Does it start to ferment after 7 hours?
I don't think it ferments that soon. Here, I'm gonna...
probably not.
I've been infusing this water for 16 years.
This right here. Boom. Look at this. I'm actually utilizing the webcam, guys.
Good
job,
man.
Infuser.
Good job.
Got some mint in there. I got some limes, and I got some raspberries in my water.
If you got an infuser, you're not a loser.
Infused. It's good stuff.
Star88.fm. Go there. You can watch us on the webcams if you like.
Trying to get healthy, guys.
We all are. I went to the gym yesterday. Where were you?
You did.
Oh, sorry. I was there on Monday. Where were you?
I was there both days.
FYI. Yesterday, go ahead.
Yesterday, Dex did a great job.
Thanks,
Kudos
man.
Kudos to you.
Thank you.
Which one was harder, though, Monday or Tuesday?
It depends on what you're good at.
Oh. Okay. Because Monday was
yesterday
hard.
Yesterday was harder.
Yeah, Monday was so hard. Tommy came over and he's like, I can't believe it, you're a beast.
He doesn't talk like that.
You're the greatest.
No.
He was taking videos of me on his iPhone. He's
not
like,
that guy.
I'm sharing this with the world.
He's not that guy.
Get it.
He doesn't
Get
wrestle
it!
For the WWE.
He came up to Steve-O and he said, all right, darling, you're doing a good job.
Seriously, that's Tommy. He's the nicest guy ever.
He is the sweetest kid on the planet.
He gives you high fives.
He's great, dude.
High fives.
Encourages you.
So a little update. Monday I went in and I said, you know what? This is week four. I want to know what the dealio.
Did you get on the scale?
I jumped on the scale.
He did. And he was immediately hit up by a personal trainer.
I was.
Did you just use the scale?
Yeah. I'm not even joking. Yeah.
It's like they have a buzzer.
Yeah.
Stand on
that's what happened to me.
Hey, man. Just a couple times a week, hang out with me, bro.
Yeah.
Just we'll work it out.
Yeah.
It's only $1,700 a day.
Did you gain a pound?
I didn't gain a pound.
Did you lose?
No.
So he stayed
the gained
same?
5 pounds!
Did you really?
Yeah.
You gained 5 pounds?
Yeah,
dude. Oh, my gosh.
I went from 149 to 154.9.
Holy cow.
Oh, that's good. The most I've ever weighed in my life is 155.
Now, it could be water weight.
It could fluctuate.
Weight.
That's what I was
could
that's
be.
What I'm saying.
Could
it's only
be.
5 pounds. So I get to, if I get to like 160, we're throwing a party. A pizza party.
That's bam, huge. Bam, 160?
I'm going to eat all the pizzas.
Bam, bam,
find
bam,
out
bam.
How much your brother weighs, because your brother aww. Is built.
Yeah, thanks.
I feel like that's going to be your body if you keep on doing this.
No.
Yes?
I'm doing something natural.
Yeah.
Not that Scotty's not.
No, he's not. He's just crazy. He's that guy that he's got like the protein shakes and the like muscle mass something something. And I bought this giant tub of powder that like I think it's called cocaine. I'm just kidding. He buys all those crazy. I talked to him last week and I said, Scotty, I want to tell you because if you ever someday listen to my morning show, you're gonna hear that I'm doing something that you've been asking me to do for years. I joined CrossFit. And he was like, what? Oh, bro, you need proteins? You need, like, what do you need, bro? I wish I were joking when I do my Scotty impression.
That's what he sounds
my
like.
My brother is like, he's like.
He's the Jersey he was Shore a version bouncer. Of Steven.
That's exactly what Teo said. And I'm like, that nailed it. He's like a puffed up, like, seriously, looks like me stung by 1,000 bees. He's Popeye. He's Popeye version of me.
That's funny.
He's me post spinach. Like he's just
spinach.
He's huge, and he was and like you know he was a bouncer at one point in his life,
yeah.
And now he runs a pawn shop, and he's got a scary life, but he lives it.
He lives that.
Lives
life.
It.
That's great.
If you could imagine me as a crazy puffed up like former bouncer that talks like this seriously, even though we're from Texas, and totally like owns a pawn shop. I go visit him sometimes at his pawn shop just to see him because it's, you know, it's down near Knob Hill. So like I'm in the area, I'll go visit him. And I could not do that.
Yeah.
Like every day it's like some dude walking in like, yo man, hey, how much you want to give me for this watch, man? Like just this watch? Look, it's a good watch.
I don't know where I found it.
Yeah. And Scotty's like, dude, that's a piece of garbage, bro. I can't give you anything for that. Come on, man. Why are you coming at me with like the crazy? Come on, bro.
Get out of here.
And he's like straight up like just talking to these people, and I'm like,
it's incredible.
These are humans. But they're also, just like, yeah.
He's one of the funniest people.
Yeah. It's true.
Like, I wish, I don't think our bleep button would work.
It wouldn't
enough,
work yeah. enough.
But I wish we could just call him
oh,
all
man.
The time.
Oh, man. If we could get Scotty on the radio,
he tells the best stories.
He does.
That's
so good.
Oh, this one time when he got out of jail, he was telling us about how to make prison tamales, and I still like just cry of laughter every time, and then tell my kids, it's not funny, he's not a role model.
It was just like...
You don't want... It was!
It was
this
just
is real
like
life.
The Office when Michael Scott had to try to convince the Office that prison was bad after the new guy. Have you seen The Office, Dax?
Yeah.
Okay, you know they hire the new guy,
mm-hmm.
and then apparently he was in prison. But he talks about it. He was like, no, they, you know, we had, like, we took business classes, and I actually got my degree. And he's just explaining how he used his time in prison to actually better himself. But then Michael Scott's like, that's not what prison, because everybody in the office is like, prison doesn't sound so bad.
Like, yeah.
I could get a lot done. And then Michael Scott invents this character. I'm Prison Mike!
Dude, I seriously thought about inventing a character, because Scotty, the last time he got out of jail, I wish I were joking, but come on, people, we all have this family member. Last time Scotty got out of jail, he came right over, because he's the sweetest human being on the planet.
Yeah.
I was telling this story last night, actually, because I was talking about the fact that my brother has a heart of gold. He went to jail, and he knew he was going in because of blah 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 circumstances and yada 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 yada. So he turned himself in, and he was in jail. He knew he was going to be in jail during my birthday. So on my birthday that year, all of a sudden, doorbell,
I open the door, and it's Scotty's wife, Sam, who's a lovely individual. And she said, hey, Scotty knew he couldn't be here, and he wanted to give you this.
Oh,
so on my birthday,
man.
And there was a card,
come on.
And there was a gift, and it was like, my brother knew he was going to be in jail on my birthday, and he got me a card before he went into the clink.
I can totally relate. My brother is the same way. It's weird. My brother, he's been in and out of jail for blah, blah, blah situations. But man, heart of gold.
Yeah.
Would give you the shirt off his back.
For real.
Just, you know, cares about family and friends.
Oh, dude, that's it. That's it. Loyal. He's so loyal. But he's just like a wonderful human being.
Makes stupid decisions.
Yeah. Yeah, and how many of us can relate to that? How many of us are that person? But, like, the difference is when... So he comes over, he gets out of jail, he comes over, and he's talking about how he had, like, yo, I had, like, this great job, and, like, I was in the kitchen, so I got, like, the soups, like, the ramens, and, like, you gotta get, like, the flaming hot Cheetos, right? Because you get the hot Cheetos. And he's, like, teaching my kids how to make a prison tamale.
Uncle Scotty.
And I'm like, Scotty, shut up. You
was incredible.
Sound so cool. Yeah, it was when Matt still lived with us. So Matt's just, we're all captivated on the couch as he's telling his prison stories. And we're just like, Scott.
He was sitting there.
I love it.
And Jack and Luke were mesmerized.
Yeah.
They were just like,
the second Scotty left, I said, that was not funny.
Yeah.
It's like, not that cool.
He was like, bye, Scotty. Love you.
Shut the door. Listen to me. Yeah. Sit down, both of you. No, you sit back down.
Boys,
stop playing prison games.
I know it sounded really cool. Where did you get that ball and chain?
Yeah. So Luke's already in the corner, like, carving a shiv. I'm like, stop it.
Where'd you get those brass knuckles?
It's not that cool, bro. It's not like that.
Jack was online Googling like twin mattresses so he could prepare the tamales under the mattresses. I just figured if I put one in the floor, I could start making tamales. No, Jack!
That's amazing.
No, I'm not even kidding.
We have to get your brother on.
Oh, dude, I don't even know if we could handle it.
I bet we could.
Yeah, he's good. He's people, awesome. Man. He's one of my favorite human beings, obviously.
Yeah. I've only got to hang out with him a couple times, but it was a good time.
All that to say, Steve-O gained some weight.
Oh,
5 pounds.
Literally, all that to say, I jumped on the scale and gained 5 pounds. The whole point of the story was I called my brother because he's like a gym freak, and he wanted to try and get me the protein.
If you got a protein, Steve-O, you would...
He wants to get me jacked, bro.
Yeah, seriously.
And I'm like, I don't want to be jacked. Bro.
Gotta get the protein.
Oh, man.
Both
no protein for me.
That's my
quit
thing.
Quit drinking that sugar water, Dad.
Well, my wife bought a whole case of this stuff at Costco, and I kind of finished it.
Also, shout out to your wife. Yesterday, she had a collision.
Yeah, she did.
We were doing, like, you had to be up on the bar for stuff, and I get, did her gloves slip or something?
Yeah, so she was doing fine until she put the gloves on, and then the gloves made her slip.
Yep.
And she fell right on her head and back, and she said she got knocked out for like a second.
Yeah, she I guess, recouped a little bit, and then she got back up and kept going. I thought that was awesome.
She's like a superhero. She's a robot.
She was Wonder Woman yesterday.
She terrifies me.
And,
you know what? Something that I noticed that I appreciated, it's like when it happened, everybody stopped and went to make sure she was okay.
Because we're family at Desert Forge.
And then everybody's like, she's okay. And then everybody kind of slowly went back to what they were doing.
Yeah, it was cool.
Do you have to like be there a certain amount of time before you can get a cool hoodie like yours?
I
think you can buy them.
Yeah, they're like $50. I tried to buy one yesterday.
Are you serious? Yeah. That's hilarious because I keep staring at his and I'm like, I want one of those hoodies,
right?
So we've been there a month now, right?
Very
we're part of the crew.
It's a warm
There's
thing.
No like... There's no, like, one-month anniversary hoodie.
They're out of our sizes anyways. All they have is smalls.
Oh, well, that's what I wear.
Well, it's, like, a really small
small. I mean, but that's what I wear.
You know what?
You
probably could fit in.
You could fit in.
But I don't know. You gained
5 pounds. Until I hang out with Scotty and get all jacked, bro. I'm going to get jacked. I'm going to bring back my white sunglasses.
Yeah, bring them back.
My tap-out gear.
Okay.
Let's get jacked, dog.
Let's move on here.
Okay,
let's move on.
Finally.
Who likes good news?
Good news, everyone.
Good news, everyone.
Good news, Super Tuesday.
Good news, everyone.
Good news, everyone.
The good news is, start breeding.
There's a couple from Anchorage, Alaska, named Mindy and Rob C., whose seven-month-old son Lincoln was born with his organs on the wrong side of his body.
Whoa.
So his heart was on his right side instead of his left.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant like outside of his skin.
No.
Okay.
That does happen, though.
Yeah, no, it was freaking me out.
Well, back in November, they found out he needed a heart transplant. But the doctor said it could take 3 months to find a donor. He might not make it that long. Then earlier this month, he went into cardiac arrest. They were able to revive him, but he was in such bad shape at that point that his skin was purple. Luckily, they got a call 4 days later about a donor. And after 89 days on the transplant list, they did the surgery in Seattle, and Lincoln pulled through!
Awesome.
Wow.
His parents posted a photo from February 18th where you can see how purple his skin was, and a second one from after the surgery on the 19th where his skin looks normal again. Because of the privacy laws, they don't know who the donor's parents are. But Lincoln's mom posted an open letter online thanking them for saving her son's life. Oh, you know what? I need everybody...
Yeah?
To pray for my friend.
Okay.
My friend hit me up the other day.
Your friend hit you?
Yep.
It's not a friend.
He hit me the other day. Where is it? I think today he's going in for a kidney transplant.
Oh my gosh.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, where is it? I'll have to find it here in a second. But yeah. Be praying for those people out there that need organs. Maybe you want to donate.
Yeah.
Maybe. I almost donated a kidney once.
Yeah?
Yep, went through the process, and then my wife said, I don't want you to do it.
Oh.
I don't want you to do it.
How many kidneys? We have like 4 kidneys, right?
2. Just 2.
Oh. So if you get rid of one, what happens if the other one goes bad?
That's the thing. You'd have to go on dialysis.
What's dialysis?
That's where you go in and...
It's kind of like you become a cyborg.
Yeah.
That sounds awesome. Like Luke Skywalker?
Mm-hmm.
Can I put it in my hand? Like a robot hand?
No.
Yeah.
No,
not at all.
You can live without kidneys, but you have to go in and you get hooked up to a machine. It's called dialysis, and it's not fun at all. But
did you just tell your buddy, why don't you just do dialysis?
Well, he was on dialysis.
Wow.
That's why he needed the kidney.
Yeah.
I don't know. My wife said no.
Makes sense.
Oh, my gosh.
You got to be kidding me.
So, So we're going to pray for your friend.
I'll figure out that name.
Kidney me?
In a second.
What happened?
Nothing.
Guys, it's so early. I'm so tired.
And I am too.
I can't handle dialysis
Wednesday,
jokes.
Guys.
Dialysis jokes are lost on me.
Oh,
I simply don't have the
stomach.
Waking
you up Wednesday.
We got a big show this morning.
I'm twisted up inside, but nonetheless, what do you need to say?
Oh, man.
I don't know the future, but
so
the
excited. So excited. I'm going to post something right now.
You're so awesome. You remind me of my other favorite band, Kiss.
Beverly Goldberg will be joining us on The Morning Invasion at 8:40 this morning.
I don't know. I haven't seen the show.
Her real name is Wendy. And if you haven't seen The Goldbergs, how many seasons are on Netflix?
1,000 seasons.
Wow! No. I'm going to binge that. It'll take me 17
years. It's the longest running show of all time.
No, it's not.
It and the Flintstones have won all of the Grammys. It's incredible.
Thank you for chiming in.
You're welcome. No, I think they're 3 or 4 seasons on Netflix.
It's so good. You know, talking to, you old school people like us, because we're so old, 36 years old. Back in the day, it was the Wonder Years. It was Full House, Perfect Strangers, Family Matters. Man, those were the days when the sitcoms were just so good.
You forgot Friends.
Friends. 90210.
Okay.
Saved by the Bell. The Goldbergs brings you back.
What? Rescue 911, Unsolved Mysteries.
Oh, my gosh. Rescue 911.
Yeah, man.
Not Reno. We're talking Rescue.
Let's hear it. Right now.
Right now.
Right now.
You know
right.
what, though? The Goldbergs, just like Dex is saying, definitely it harkens
so
back
good.
To the Wonder Years hard.
Yeah.
It's so awesome.
It's so funny.
It's like it's straight up the Wonder Years made today.
I feel like the Wonder Years are about to happen because a lot of America is going to be wondering for the next 4 years, what happened?
We're all playing an interesting game with each other.
Oh, man.
It's super.
Amazing.
Yeah.
I can't wait. Dawn has already sent me a ton of questions.
Yeah?
Can Dawn call in?
And be on the phone.
Why can't she just be here?
She should
just come in for the interview.
Whatever you want.
We didn't want to wake Johnny up when I woke up and brought him in.
I'll just hold Johnny out there because I don't have questions. I'm going to let you guys. This is your interview.
It's a false solution.
Because I don't want to steal any time because I don't really know her. So, yeah. This is all you guys.
She was in Bridesmaids. Well, she was in Reno 911. She's in the Goldbergs.
Yeah, and Steve-O did bring up a good point. This is
Interview Wars.
Oh, man.
My interview I booked. And by the way, not only do we have Beverly Goldberg on the show, but we have Lindsay from Double J in the Morning, formerly of Double J in the Morning. That show no longer exists.
Right. That doesn't count.
Rest in peace, guys.
Yeah, it doesn't count.
I know what you're going through.
That's like when I had Buck on. Doesn't count.
I know. No, wait. This one does count.
No, you just said you know.
No, I said I know what they're going through.
No.
I've never met Lindsay before.
Lindsay's coming in.
This will be the first time.
Lindsay's going to state her case for why this should definitely be a point for Interview Wars.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
She's a big deal. She's great. She was great on the show. She was Double J's co-host.
That's awesome.
So she'll be joining us at 8 o'clock.
All right.
We have VIP ticks and I think we have four VIPs do we have a bunch of tickets or just four VIPs?
General admission, we're looking into that.
Rock and Worship Roadshow in Las Cruces is on Friday night. We're going to be there.
Making the trek to the Cruces, dog!
Yep, we're doing the morning show on Friday morning. And then we're going to be hanging out at the show and watching some good bands.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. In fact, we were hanging out with a couple of them last night.
Audio Adrenaline?
Yeah. Dave was over from Audio A, and Teddy from Family Force 5 was kicking it for Taco Tuesday last night at the house. Where were you, Dex?
I never got a text message.
Ah, dang it. You may be winning Interview Wars, but I'm definitely winning Hangout in Real Life with Real Friends Wars.
Dun-dun.
Yeah. Is there a button for that? Do you have a
up.
Flashy intro for Real Life Friends?
Nope.
That's okay. I'll make one up. Bam! So no one told you life was gonna suck for dead.
Interview Wars. Interview Wars.
You may be winning the battle right now, my friend, but you will lose this war.
Man, that was sweet. It was a whoosh.
That was awesome. I felt like I was in a Michael Bay movie.
Okay.
So early in the morning.
Speaking of Michael Bay, I got an interview coming up.
What's in that water?
Hey-o.
I don't want to say yet. Don't want to let the cat out of the bag. But if you thought Michael Bay was huge, just wait.
All talk, man. You're all talk.
Just you wait.
We have to take a little break here. Teo has some headlines for us.
You know it.
You know how we were talking about Netflix wants to hire you?
Yep.
I got something even sweeter that Netflix is doing.
What's that?
They want to pay you a couple grand a week to do something pretty cool.
I'll do it.
And it's not watch videos.
I don't even care what it is. I'll do it.
Got that coming up. Good morning, everybody. Hang out with us.
The Morning Invasion on Star 88.
Your attention, please. We'll be right back.
We interrupt this broadcast for an important message. It's time for the Morning Invasion. Here's Dex, Steve-O, and Teo.
I may have some news for you.
Big news.
Stand by.
Super Tuesday results.
The Rolling Stones are headed to Cuba.
TV sports personality Aaron Andrews is on the stand.
FBI Director James Comey went to Capitol Hill and talked more about the government's battle with Apple over iPhone encryption.
There are no demons in this debate.
Major League Baseball suspending New York Yankees star relief pitcher Aroldis Chapman.
Bill Cosby's preliminary hearing in the criminal sex assault case is on hold. An appeals court is considering his effort to have the case thrown out.
The Dow at a seven-week high.
A AAA survey finds three-quarters of us say we would be afraid to ride in a self-driving car.
An Oval Office meeting between President Obama and GOP leaders on filling the vacancy on the Supreme Court.
Honeywell is dropping its more than $90 billion bid to acquire its rival United Technologies.
The UN envoy for Syria is announcing the pushing back of a planned resumption of peace talks aimed at ending the ongoing civil war there.
Good morning. Dex, Steve-O, and Teo.
Hey. It's a moaning invasion. Already tried this. Nothing rhymes with invasion.
Persuasion.
You stay out of this.
There's tons of words.
Multiplication.
No.
All my friends are Asian.
Yeah.
I mean, you could even say vacation.
Yeah.
Thanks for joining us, everybody. We sure do love you. We really do appreciate you. Always here for you if you need us. Studio at star88.fm. You can email us. Stay anonymous. You can call us and say, hey, I want to talk you guys off the air. I'm going through something or I have a question. We definitely want to help you if we can. Get you in touch with the right people.
Yeah, man.
We know a few people. They'll help you out.
Speaking of getting help, do you think the apes will allow us to continue to do this radio show after they take over the planet?
Did you watch that video of the...
I watched this documentary.
West versus East Side as far as monkeys.
No,
did you see that?
No, I didn't, actually. I watched this documentary recently called Rise of the Planet of the Apes. And it's not after Super Tuesday, I feel like it's more and more likely that in the next 48 hours to 2 years.
Guys, Twitter was a wonderful place last night. I retweeted some funny stuff.
Yeah.
My favorite one being 2016. Trump won't win. 2017. President Trump can't do that, can he? 2018. You watching the Hunger Games tonight? I hope my district wins.
That's pretty
good. It's true! We're all laughing now!
A guy named Eric Smith made that up, and it is hilarious.
I saw one that was like 2016, similar, 2017, Trump can't, and then 2018 was something about the new apes, blah, 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 taking over or something.
Now, it was, I don't know, it was probably, what, 3 weeks ago, we sat down with our bosses, and then we talked about, you know, not talking.
Discussing politics.
Yeah, and, because we really, I don't know why we didn't fight for it.
We're on the education ban.
Yeah.
But I do think that there are certain times where we're not specifically talking about a candidate. We're talking about news. And the news is Super Tuesday came to an end, and very clearly Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton ran away with it.
Yeah.
We're looking at a situation where, now I will say, you know, for the Republicans, Ted Cruz, in my opinion, looked a little more... like he could still possibly be in this because he took Texas and Oklahoma, and those were some big. Granted, it's his state, but and neighboring state. Those are some serious delegates that he won from those two states. Mm. And you know, there are people who are saying, "Dude, if you get a Cruzbio ticket going, you know, Rubio would just be like, hey, you know, I'm younger and I could be vice president." And they just like kind of powered up together that maybe, just maybe, they can take down Trump. But I saw friends. Fighting on Facebook last night over Trump.
What's the? Did you guys see the previous Super Tuesdays? Does that show a record of, you know, who won the Super Tuesdays in the past? Did they go on to actually?
That probably would have been good. If I remember how we're not supposed to talk politics, so I didn't do a whole lot of research.
I was wondering if you guys heard.
Well, I. It depends on what you're looking at, because there's opinion pieces everywhere.
Yeah.
So, now I will say this. Fox News is reporting that Senator Ted Cruz is projected to win Alaska.
Yeah.
So, that's another state. He's not out of it. I would say Bernie Sanders.
Yeah.
He's out of it.
He's done.
Probably
Hillary just took it. And I watched her speech last night. I watched Trump's speech with Chris Christie in the background.
Dude,
they
so should have
got that dude off stage the second he introduced him, because he was just like...
I saw a meme of him back there
kind
of
so
like looking around, and it said, "Hello, darkness, my old friend."
Then I realized I'm in my 30s, because no joke, we had Daverly over last night, currently in Audio Adrenaline. We had Teddy, drummer for Family Force 5, over, and we're all watching CNN. We are all watching. We watched Hillary speak. We watched Trump speak. We watched Ted Cruz speak. And it was just like, and we were all talking about the state we find our nation in.
The potential.
And politics. And it was like, when did I become a grown up? Mm. Is this real life? Like, that's what we spent our evening doing. And, oh, man. It's not over for Cruz yet. But I would say on the side of the Democrats it is. Now, here's some interesting things that I was reading about yesterday. There are certain states where, hey, if I'm a registered Republican, I don't have to vote for, in the primaries, for my candidate, which I don't agree with. In New Mexico, if you're a Republican, you have to vote for a Republican. You can't say, oh, let's totally screw this thing up. But there were a lot of independents and Democrats who were able to vote for Trump. And in the states where that was acceptable, Trump won those states. So I wonder, like, how many people are just trying to, like, just throw the game, you know what I mean?
Right.
Hillary's got it for the Democrats, so I don't know.
Yeah, it's
politics, bro.
It's a crazy world we live in right now, fellas.
This is a weird world.
Yeah, gosh.
Let's
Don't get me started. It just blew up all over Facebook yesterday. So, between good friends. So, I will say this. We're not going to talk politics, but if you are going to talk politics, whether it's on Facebook or with friends or with family or whatever, please be civil. Everybody is still a human being, and I saw some nasty fighting between Christians last night.
Oh, this breaks apart families.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Relationships.
Over Trump, specifically. Trump is breaking up families. No. He is dividing, my friend.
This happens every four years.
It really does.
You know, we always hear of families fighting. I remember last time there was a husband and wife that they actually got separate homes the voting season. I mean, it is bad. I mean, just stay away from the political talks with your family if you guys can't do it in a civil manner.
And be nice about it. Do you guys want something that will unite us? You guys want something that can bring unity?
Is it Captain Planet?
No.
I don't want
Captain Planet. He is our hero. He'll take pollution down to zero, but he won't unite us.
Sounds good to me.
We need something greater than parties and politics. Something that will truly make America great again. You know, forget making it great. Make it whole again. As Hillary said last night. McDonald's is here to save the day.
What?
Okay.
Obesity is your answer?
They've had the McRib. They've had the Shamrock Shake. And who doesn't love that minty, chalky... Can't do it.
The Shamrock Shake is amazing.
What?
That's my favorite.
Oh, you nasty man, you. It's gross. Well, if you're a fan of obesity and clogging arteries...
Diabetes?
You know, we here celebrate Easter with Sunrise Service. But why not celebrate it with Sunrise Service and McDonald's new Cadbury Cream Egg McFlurry?
Slid right off the road, though.
Yeah, sorry. I didn't expect that.
That was awesome.
That was too much. I apologize. That's why they're called accidents. You never see them coming. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about the Cadbury Cream Egg. Guys, when I was a little kid, this was like crack to me.
Oh, yeah.
Favorite candy on the planet when I was little.
So delicious.
Now as an adult, it's really hard because I'm like, this is literally just sugar.
We deep fry them every year.
What?
Gross, dude.
Oh, my gosh.
I'll send you a YouTube video.
Are you serious?
Video. Yeah, I did.
Oh, my gosh. You're blowing my mind.
Oh, they're so good. Beep. You can only eat one, though.
Well, yeah.
One and you're out.
Yeah. No,
I
know.
You're in a diabetic coma.
Yeah, 3 weeks. Gone. You're like, what happened?
Yeah.
Trump's president. I missed it. Coma.
Dum-dum.
Greatest Easter candy. In some people's opinion. Others would go with the Peeps, and those people you can't trust. But Cadbury Cream Eggs are now going to be available in McFlurry form at McDonald's. Only in Australia.
Okay, good. Oh, really?
Good.
Way
good,
to get our hopes up.
What?
I'm sorry.
I really wanted to try that. It looks amazing.
According to...
Just stop.
According to Mickey D's, the stop. D stands for Down Under, because they are getting all the goodness, and we are not. Australians get all the cool things! They get kangaroos, they get koala bears, they get knife fights.
Can't find my button.
Getting to garden.
Hurry.
Thank
you for finding that. Chick-fil-A is running a promotion at 150 locations around the country where your entire family can get free ice cream.
How do we get
only
that?
If you use what's called the phone coop or something like that. You don't touch your phone for an entire meal. Everybody in the family puts their phone inside this little box.
Yep.
for the phone coop. And if you don't touch your phone the entire time, free ice cream.
It's cool.
Yeah. All right. I like that. It's a cool incentive to get families to maybe connect with each other.
Mm-hmm.
Something.
According to a new survey, 73% of people would trust a female president just as much as a man. But only 47% would trust a woman as much as a man if they were the coach of a men's sports team.
Really?
Sports! Yes.
Huh.
That is interesting.
It is.
I wonder why.
Yeah, I wonder why.
Speaking of sports, Ronda Rousey's team demands...
Yes! Sports!
Reporters, don't ask her about fighting or she'll walk from the interview.
Wait a second. Wait, say that again?
I'm scared.
Ronda Rousey?
I'm scared.
What did it say?
To start it again. Ronda Rousey's team demands reporters don't ask her about fighting or she's just going to walk from the interview.
She's okay. A fighter. Why? That's what she does for a living.
Right now, she wants people to ask about her, her motion capture career. And
she's
her acting.
An actress.
All right.
Sort of.
She's doing the Jared Leto.
Oh,
yeah. Because when he went on to music, he didn't want anybody talking about the fact that he was on, like, terrible shows.
When he's a rock star, he's a rock star. When he's a movie star, he's a movie star.
Mm-hmm. All right.
In the past, reporters have been told not to ask her about her relationship with her boyfriend, fellow UFC fighter Travis Brown. When somebody broke that rule, she hung up.
Mm.
Boom. But now things are getting even tighter. When an Australian news team flew to Canada, they flew to Canada from Australia to interview the former women's bantamweight champion. They were told, no questions about fighting. She's walking out.
Man, she's got some issues. I'm just going to say
Reporter Micah Moore responded incredulously, she is a fighter.
Yeah.
That's like asking me to do a story about basketball and not asking about basketball.
Exactly what I said. That's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't get it.
I don't know what... I guess they wanted people to ask her about EA Sports UFC 2, not the recent comments about suicide or her refusal to confirm a specific timeline on her actual UFC return. She wanted people to ask her about her video game.
Okay.
Here's my issue with Ronda Rousey is, you know, I've been watching UFC, mixed martial arts, for, you know, quite a few years now. I've never seen a fighter act like this before, ever. I mean, yeah. I see fighters being arrogant, and, you know, but this is on a whole other level. This is weird. When fighters usually lose, yeah, they're disappointed, but they almost always take it in as, I'm going to get back up, and I'm going to try harder. It usually makes you a better fighter when you lose. She's complete opposite of that.
Throwing fits.
Yeah.
Filming video games.
I've never seen a person like that before. That's crazy. And now she's pulling this whole card like, hey, don't talk to me about being a fighter.
But to be fair, and I'm just, I don't know, trying to think about it because she's still a human being and we're all just humans. I don't know her story. I don't know where she comes from. I really don't. I mean, I kind
of
do.
She's full of herself.
I know. And that is still going to be on her at the end of the day. Like when we put it before Jesus, like we are responsible for ourselves, for our own actions. I would also say I look at stories and people like Biebs, who grew up like humbly and had a great story as a child. But then you surround yourself with people who just puff you up, who put you on a pedestal, who, I mean, let's take a look at...
You start to believe the hype?
Let's look at Dana White and how much he has just invested in Ronda Rousey. She was the cash cow. I'm not calling her a cow. Please don't hit me. She's the future of the company, or the present of the company, if you will. And so I'm sure she's treated like royalty
everywhere
she goes.
But this isn't the first time some fighter has been puffed up by Dana White or by everybody in the world.
Yeah, and you see what happens, and then you see the downfall, because unfortunately, the prouder you get, the more puffed up you get, the larger the fall. And we have sadly seen said fall. And then you look at this incredible talent like Holly Holm, who is an amazing woman, who is a local, who is just rad. And obviously got a good head on her shoulders. When is Holly going to be on the show? Holly, if you're listening, listen.
She's not listening.
She's in a she's on a whole other level now, man.
Why isn't she coming on the show?
She's busy. It's like your guys' friend in 21 Pilots. It's just almost impossible. You have to go through all these different people, and then is she even free? Is she in town? I mean, she's a rock star.
Yeah.
She's an A-list celebrity right now.
She really is.
She went from having like 300,000 people on Facebook to like 4 million.
Whoa!
Overnight.
Okay. All right.
She went from, you know, just an average, awesome, local celebrity fighter to
she went
world champion
Chick-fil-A
boxer slash UFC
Chick-fil-A.
Champion.
Hey!
She's a big deal. And but man, what a humble
yeah. That's why I want to get in the studio, man.
Gosh, I can't even begin to tell you.
I'm just gonna Facebook
cool
her right now.
Is.
Just gonna Facebook
just
her.
Send her a Facebook message.
She'll be like, hey girl.
She probably doesn't even run that anymore. Once you get 250,000, a lot of fans on Facebook, a lot of fighters, a lot of celebrities hand it over to these companies that will run your social sites. So A, you don't say anything stupid. And sponsorships. Gosh. And you get paid. Yep. After you have so many fans on social.
All right, I get it. She's a bigger celebrity. And I don't
it's not her anymore.
Call her. Fine. Yeah.
I'll shoot her another text, but, you know.
Just try.
I've already shot like 30.
And oh, okay. And, maybe know, that's what it is.
Maybe 31
you,
will
you
work.
Straight up just hit stalker status.
Stalking that girl.
Maybe she blocked me. I don't know.
Idris Elba and Matthew McConaughey have been cast in the movie adaptation of Stephen King's The Dark Tower.
Huh?
Filming begins in 7 weeks.
So excited. Dude, that's
this project has been in limbo for a long, long, long time. At one point, Ron Howard was in charge of it. It was going to be a movie and a TV series and all this crazy stuff. And they've been trying to make it happen. And now it's finally happening.
Yes.
I love dude. Idris Elba. I love Matthew McConaughey.
Speaking of, if you're a fan, if you've been waiting for things like that, I have breaking news. Disney just announced. We've been waiting a long time for this, guys. High School Musical 4! High School Musical 4 is happening!
How did that even come up on your computer screen, you weirdo?
It's a great day! We put
got anything
out,
else
over yeah, I got tons of stuff.
Wait, why did you turn my mic off?
Science has figured out why people have bald spots and unibrows.
Wait, what?
That's
they figured
right.
it out?
They figured it out.
Hold on
dude,
a second.
They're gonna help
Hold
you.
On a second.
Okay.
This is Science Minute.
Ever wondered why some people's eyebrows meet in the middle? An international team of researchers did. So they looked at more than 6,000 people and found for the first time the gene that is likely responsible. Hi, Gene.
Hackman.
The study, published in Nature Communications, investigated the genetics of how people look. The researchers chose to study people in Latin America. Good population for genetics research. Since many people there have a mixture of genetic influences, European, North American, African, tons of stuff. Studying this genetically and physically diverse group of people gave the researchers a better chance of identifying genes wow. that explain the visible variations.
Okay.
So they look at genes from about 6,000 people. They compare them against various traits of hair appearance, including unibrow baldness, hair curliness, beard density, and hair graying. And they found a specific gene associated with each one of
the
those
gap.
Traits.
Mm-hmm.
Telling you, man, getting closer and closer to the cream, the pill.
Okay, no.
My hair will
no,
be
I was just
in
about
full
to
effect
come back.
In the next few years.
It's gonna
Here's
come
a
back.
Question.
I feel like
please,
within
Lord,
50 years,
please.
Baldness done.
Please.
Real question. Seriously, real question. Do you really want hair?
What? Are you kidding? Okay, first off, I'm not completely bald, okay?
No, well, I know, but
I'm thinning.
Right.
And I used to have some great... Oh, I had, my hair was so... it was like yours. I used to have hair like you and Tao.
You
and
did
now,
not have hair like Tao.
I will show you the proof.
No, I've seen your hair. I remember you when you had hair. You looked more like Static X. Like, you spiked it up. It was like all up.
You knew me when I was starting to thin, though. That was the thinning days. I'm talking about my high school, early 20s.
Okay.
I had a nice set of hair. Can you imagine all these bald men that you've
but
seen
then
bald
you
for
be
years?
You. Yeah.
Can you imagine
you be you.
If the pill came out where, you know, and everybody could afford it, and all these dads that have been bald forever started
They'd
using it?
They all have long
hair. I know.
Because they'd just be like, I just want to grow it because I can.
It'd be
you
awesome.
You look like meatloaf. No.
It'd be amazing.
It would be terrible. I it'd be weird if you didn't have like the rad beard and the cool like you
this coming
have your
from a guy
hat.
That has hair.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
you can't even speak to this.
Yeah,
you
but
don't.
I can't grow a magical beard. Doesn't mean I want to put cream on my face so that I can grow cheeks better.
Your beard grows fine.
No, it doesn't. I started to grow it out. And you know why I shaved this week? Because I said, Chrissy, I think I'm going to keep my beard growing. What do you think? And she said, I think you kind of look like Mac Powell because it's like really thick in the goatee area and it's thin on your sides. And that's it. Just kind of, yeah, third day. And I was like, and I'm going to go shave right now. Mm. And I did.
Okay.
But I want to grow cheeks.
You wouldn't go for it if maybe there was a quick little pill or cream that could make your beard grow in a little more full.
Touche. Yeah, touche.
And would
I
you
think
wanna,
she's on the glue stick?
I do too. Would you want to be bald like Dex?
No, never. Oh God.
What? Well, then you can't tell him bad. He can't have hair.
I've shaved my head before.
Shh.
I look like Walter White. It's not.
I support. This thing, Dex, I think within Thanks. 50 years, baldness will be a thing of the past.
Do you really want to be like 90 years old, though, with lots of hair?
Why not?
Ooh, yeah, because then you'd be like Sean Connery in The Rock when they found him in prison and he had like that long flowing white hair. Or the dad from The Outsiders.
Okay.
Yeah!
We'll see what they do with it. They've discovered the genes. Who knows what could happen?
Hmm.
Coming up at 8:40, Beverly Goldberg from ABC's The Goldbergs will be on the show. Her real name is Wendy, but she's Beverly to us.
To you guys.
And excited to meet Lindsay, formerly of Double J in the Morning. She'll be joining us at 8 a.m. Coming up in the 7 o'clock hour, we're going to hook you guys up with Rock and Worship Roadshow tickets. We got VIP tickets.
Yeah, you know me.
I'll tell you how you can win those when we come back.
It's time for the Morning Invasion. Here's Dex, Steve-O, and Teo on Star 88.
And now it's time for another episode of 1 Minute Inside a Woman's Head.
I want to be one of those people who wear hats. Anytime I see someone in a hat, I think they look so good, so put together. I don't even care what kind of hat, a beret, a fedora, a sun hat. They're all so cute. But anytime I put one on, I feel like I look like I'm trying too hard. I definitely don't want to be one of those ladies that gets too much sun at the lake and wears the straw cowboy hat. Their skin always looks like leather, and those hats should have come with an expiration date, circa 1998. Maybe I need to find my own thing that makes me look smartly dressed, a bracelet or a bandana. I just don't think those have the same impact a hat has. Maybe I need a nose ring. People with nose rings look like they know what's going on. Or maybe a darker lipstick. If my lips are distractingly dark, no one might even notice my bad outfit. No, then my non-leathery skin will look too bleachy. I'll look like a silent picture star. And who am I kidding? Me with a nose ring? I fear infection, and why would I risk the center of my face? So I'll just do what I always do. Buy some big sunglasses and hide behind them all summer long. No hats for me.
And that was another episode of 1 Minute Inside a Woman's Head.
That's studio at star88.fm if you would like to send your emails.
We learned yesterday that a lot of people like it.
Yeah.
It's a hit.
It was a huge hit. Overwhelmingly so. We also realized that according to at least our Facebook and the amount of phone calls we received, 80% of our listeners are the fairer sex. Talking about you, ladies.
I agree. 338-3700.
Good news, guys. In doing all of this research, finding out about what our audience likes, what our audience wants, that's one thing our boss told us. We need to get into the mind of our audience, which is what we're trying to do right now. I found some great stories for the ladies.
Good. Let's do that right after. Track.
Let me check it out here. Oh, hang on. Let me ask you this. What do you think's happening with traffic? You didn't think that was a good segue? There's an accident at Barstow Street at Paseo del Norte.
Uh-huh.
No other accidents to report, but be careful, guys. Again, accident, Barstow Street at Paseo del Norte. That's your look at
traffic. Traffic!
Nice.
Next time, just go, that's your look at.
I got you. I got it.
And then I'll hit the button.
Nailed it.
Thanks so much for calling. Good morning.
Morning. Hi, guys.
Hi. How are you?
I'm doing okay. Yeah. How are you?
You know what? It's a glorious day. I just had my burrito.
Just feeling real good.
Shout out to Solomon's Porch.
Drinking a sugar-free Red Bull.
Yeah,
again,
I'm drinking a cold brew.
Well, I have a question for you.
Answer.
You know the road show in Las Cruces?
Yeah.
You know, anyone that's going that needs someone to ride with them?
Oh, man, I was going to say, we're going, but...
Are you trying to bum a ride?
Uh-huh.
We're leaving on Thursday at, like, noon.
You can't legally ride with us. Though,
yeah, because we're using a company car.
Steve-O has warrants out for his arrest.
Yeah, I realize that.
And then, you know...
I just thought I'd throw it out there because I'm not one to travel alone.
Okay,
so.
Good. And, you know, also be smart, you know, if maybe... just don't travel with any guys, okay?
Oh, no.
Stranger danger,
okay,
bro.
Good. Just be smart on who you end up going with. And, you know, I wish we could help you out, but...
I know.
You know.
I know.
But hopefully
but
we see
it
down
out
there.
Yeah. You threw it out there. So if you're listening and, you know, you want to go to Rock and Worship Roadshow, it's Friday night in Las Cruces, New Mexico. We're going to be out there broadcasting live.
Oh, man, I would love to see Newsboys. They're so cool.
Right? Man, the spinning kit thingy.
You know what? That actually looked really sweet.
It does. I was being serious. Guys. I'm sincere.
Do they have pyro?
I haven't wanted to see a band since the last time I saw God's Not Dead 2.
Yeah. Oh, I haven't seen two.
Oh,
I've
dude.
Seen the first one
God's
so
Not
far.
Dead 2. Still Not Dead.
God's Still Not Dead 2 also.
I started watching that trailer last night, and I shut it off 10 seconds.
No, stop.
When does it come out?
It's not released yet. We don't
know. It hasn't. No, it's...
I'm sure you will get all the information you need at Rock and Worship Roadshow.
That's true. That's true.
Hey, and if you post
April
on Facebook...
1st,
if you post... If you, okay.
Hey, real. You guys argue.
April 1st. It's coming out April 1st, and that's not an April Fool's joke. That's truly the release date.
Okay.
Oh my gosh.
Hey, and if you post on Facebook, make sure if somebody hits you up that you know that person.
Right.
Don't just go with anybody. I'm worried right now.
Well, that's the thing. I don't know anybody.
Oh jeez.
Well,
then
problem.
You can't go. You gotta stay home. You're staying home.
Fine.
If you were my daughter,
like
I'd say you're staying
like
home.
Always.
Sorry. Can't your dad take you?
My dad's been gone for a long time.
Oh, yeah, I was going to say, she sounds like a grown-up, dude.
I'm so sorry. I did not.
I work at West Mesa High School.
Well, I think you're just going to have to stay home or go by yourself.
Stop it.
That's my advice. As a dad,
you're the worst advice.
I don't want you going on a road trip by yourself, and then, I'm just saying.
All righty. Well, thank you guys. Have a great day. I've got to get to work.
All right. Hopefully you make it down.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Can we talk about the fact that God's Not Dead 2 is releasing on April Fool's Day? Like, who was the... Okay, never mind.
The Joker?
Yeah. I'll be completely honest. I didn't like the first one.
I never saw it.
Didn't see it.
You know, I
didn't want to see it so that I wouldn't say anything negative and get destroyed on radio for it. Last time I saw a Christian... Not last time. A few times ago. A Christian film came out, and we watched it, and I gave a review... I was in a lot of trouble.
I remember
Think it was the best movie I'd ever seen in my life.
Mm-hmm. Thanks so much for calling. Good morning.
Good morning. I wish you'd have gotten that person's name because I'm like, I'd like to go too.
Oh,
you know?
Oh well.
That is
and
interesting.
I don't drive, so I don't know if that person does.
Oh, well, we'll throw it out there. studio@star88.fm. If she's still listening, email us, and then this is Victoria, right?
Yeah.
We'll get you guys in touch, and, you know, I think that'd be
good. And then also, the God's Not Dead, it comes out April 1st.
Yeah, gotcha.
She knew.
Mm. Thanks, Victoria.
Thanks, Victoria.
Yep. Bye-bye. Sure. Bye.
Okay.
I don't want to go into this.
Just a reminder, before we jump into our next little topic.
Gotta do it.
Coming up at 8:40.
I'm twisted up inside, but nonetheless I feel the need.
Remind me of my other favorite band, Kiss.
Let's hear it right now.
Right now.
Beverly Goldberg of ABC's The Goldbergs. Her name is Wendy. Will be on the show at 8:40.
Wendy Moira Angela Darling. It's not a real name.
I booked that interview.
Proud of you.
Just to let everybody know, that's mine. It'll be 1 point for Dex. At around 8:50.
Dum dum.
Just let everybody know.
Yeah, we got it.
Let's move on here. Let's move on to
when Benedict Cumberbatch calls in and it's my interview. Just saying, you're gonna be like, "Wow, you won!" I'm like, "I know,
it's cool."
No,
Go ahead, Steve. I wanted to talk about something.
Go for it, bud.
Just it feels like maybe I just don't know that I want to.
Why not?
What do you got for
share
us?
This now?
What do you got?
Well, we were talking about the fact that a majority of our audience are ladies, and we read the story this morning, and I approached it off air as this, dude. Look at this story. I wish we could talk about this. There's no way we could do this. And you both said, why not? Let's talk about it. So we're
It's a hot topic.
It's a really hot topic, actually. In fact, let's go for it. A UK company is creating a standard that already exists in several other countries. I'd never heard of this. Never heard of this in my life. But a UK company is set to create a cycle policy, if you will. Giving women time off once a month during their cycle. They employ 31 people. 7 of them are males. The rest are all females. Now, the dudes, obviously, are less than stoked. Does it seem fair? I'm a man. That's literally all I can say about the story.
You know what? I think
women,
it's great.
What are your thoughts?
I think it's great.
Of course you
do. I think the women
Because you always side easy. You always side easy.
That is not true.
Challenge.
I totally agree with giving women time off during their cycle because this is why. Okay? Excuse me.
Yeah.
This is why. Let me clear my throat. Because when
paid time off, by the way, paid leave.
Yeah.
Paid
when
leave.
Women, when it's that time of month for a woman. There's a lot of things that go on in a woman's body.
But how many times has it been like, guys, I just can't deal, and it's a cop-out?
Guys, listen. This
I don't have
say?
That.
Hold on a second.
This
what
is the best
say?
Sound for this interview right now. Like, listen. Just like, what? You guys well, want
wait,
to talk about
back
this.
It up. What did you just
the
say?
The company director, Bex Baxter, she employs 31 people, 7 males at the social community group Coexist. They want to change the stigma around women's issues. She's 40 years old. She said, I've managed many female staff members over the years, and I've seen women at work who are bent over double because of the pain caused by this. Despite this, they can't go home because they do not class themselves as unwell or sick, so they can't take a sick day. So she's created a policy where if they want to, it is paid leave and it does not count against their time off.
I agree with that. I think they are sick. There's a lot of changes going on. They're emotional.
Yeah, there's 7 dudes that work at this company. None of them wanted to go on record to be interviewed for how they actually felt about it. Phone lines are jammed, by the way. Go ahead and answer those and bail me out.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
Hi. Hi, Steve. It's Kat.
Hey, Kat. Oh, thank you for calling in. This is a friend, so I feel safe and less terrified now.
Now, let him have it, Kat.
Now, let me have it.
What were you thinking with this story?
Dude, I said off air.
On the radio.
I said off air. Guys, look, bro.
I just mean that, like, considering that all of the majority of your listeners are women,
yeah.
We're all going to have a very strong opinion. You have nobody in there.
Kat,
okay, but
Kat,
so
can Kat, I, hold on. Kat, can I just tell you what really happened off
oh
the
Oh, my
air?
Gosh. No.
Can I give you the real side of the story?
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
I feel like we owe you the real story.
Okay.
Steve-O
okay.
came to Tao and I and said, oh, my gosh, did you guys see this headline?
Yeah!
He read it to us, and he's like, this is ridiculous.
Oh, my gosh, I did not say that!
I can't believe that they actually give women time off.
What about the men? What about the men?
I did not!
What about them?
Oh, my gosh!
It's not fair, guys!
Tao, bail me out. I did not say any of those things.
Kat,
you know me.
I just woke up. What happened?
Here's the deal. By the way, this is Kat. Pow, Drell! And this girl, okay, knocked the national anthem out of the park at the La Noche Encantada. She did a great job taking it off myself.
Thank you.
We worked together over at Paldrell's to reinvigorate said establishment, and it was a great time for all.
Look at the politician.
He made my family
out.
A rap video with
I made
legs,
her family a
it was
rap
a
video.
Really big deal.
Yeah, we go way back. Her family and I, we are crazy tight. Now, you know, in that establishment, it's like family, bro. You work with family, so you know what it's like to deal with excuses of family. So imagine if literally every month your family member was like, I just can't do this. And you were like, why not? And you're like, because it's that time. And then it was like, oh, okay, well, please shorthand us for 3 days while you take time off and get paid for it. How would you feel, Kat, as a business owner?
Okay, well, I want to change the whole perspective on this whole thing, because I feel like you're looking at it the wrong way.
Okay, cool. Yes.
What it is, okay?
Yes, help me out.
Women's
versus... Oh,
oh my God.
Kat.
Did you just hang up on her?
No, I did not. Kat?
Hello, Kat.
We lost Kat.
You did this.
I did.
You knew she was about to go. Look,
my hands weren't even on here.
Hey, I get it. We're doing interview wars. We're not doing life wars. You don't always have to make me be the bad guy on the air for everything.
You know what? It wasn't meant to be.
Oh, hello? Okay. On the phone.
Hello. Gentlemen, two things.
Oh, no. Oh, no, man. You don't get
Steve-O,
to say anything.
I love you, man, but
thanks,
they're
bro.
Hanging you out to dry, my brother.
Thank
you. That's all there is to it.
That's okay. That's okay.
And then if you have so many women together, FYI, they all kind of get together on that thing, and then you got nobody working, so.
That, see, you know, I'm going to shut up on
love
that
you guys.
One. Love you too, bro.
338-3700. Good morning. You there?
Hello?
Yes. Which one of you hung up on me?
Dude!
It wasn't me, Kat.
Preach it, Kat. It was Tao and Dex are scared of you. You are a powerful
not at
woman.
All. We just lost you.
You exude authority, and they are scared of the progressive
don't start
woman.
Don't buttering me up, okay?
Okay.
Let me just get to my part of the story.
Okay. Yeah, hurry before they hang up on you again.
Yeah, I know. Okay, I don't know what part I got cut off on, but...
The very beginning.
We get really emotional and... hard to be around. So really, during this time of the month, you don't want to be around us anyway. So I'm thinking these seven dudes who are complaining because they don't get time off are really not considering that you're getting us at our very, very worst during that month. Mm. And then women's cycles all sync up, so everyone's equally crazy at the same time.
Yeah, so that means there will literally be three dudes in the office for like 4 days at a 31-employee center.
All right, well, there's three dudes in the office at your job right now. You guys are doing okay.
Yeah. That's true, Kat. Good.
Gosh,
that's
Kat!
True,
man. She's right.
I love you. You're
thanks,
onto
Kat.
Something. You're the best and
I agree
worst.
With everything
Gosh.
You said.
She's amazing.
Oh. Go ahead, recap what we're talking about.
Me?
Yeah.
Company in the UK has decided to start offering a cycle policy to give women time off. Once a month.
Mm-hmm.
They get paid leave. They employ 31 people, seven dudes. Seriously, none of them wanted to comment on the story. Like, it's hilarious when you actually read it.
That's how self-preservation.
Yeah, of course it's self-preservation, because they're all skirting the issue. I don't work in said establishment, so I'm allowed to talk about it and go, is this fair?
Mm.
Kat did bring up a good point.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
Your thoughts.
So as a woman, I also feel that that it's almost so feminist that it's sexist. Because women, yes, we have a monthly cycle, but deal with it. Suck it up. Many women have been doing it for a long time. And if I heard one of my
coworkers... That was Steve-O clapping.
If I heard one of my coworkers say, oh, I'm sorry, I can't make it in, because it's that time of the month, I would have been like, suck it up. Yeah. You know, if there's a woman that's doubled over from pain that can't work,
right?
That's a medical issue that she can see her healthcare provider about to help fix or, you know, make the symptoms milder, whatever.
Mm.
So I think it's just ridiculous.
Yeah, but just because women have been dealing with it for years doesn't necessarily mean that they should just suck it up.
Actually, they should, because you've got... You know, more women in the workplace are having to take care of their families and provide food and things like that. So when it comes down to it, you should.
My wife, when it's her time of the month, I let her go get a hotel room.
Oh, my gosh. No, you don't.
I say, I'll take care of the kids. I'll feed them, clothe them. And you just relax, get a spa, you know, just relax.
Dex, you're so sweet to your
wife. I know.
It's incredible.
I know. And I'm making all of this up.
Definitely take care of yourselves, ladies, and pamper yourselves. But
treat yourself.
You know, own up to your responsibilities and be the strong woman that you are, that we've been proving the world that we can be. So.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
Thank you for the call.
You're welcome.
Bye. All right.
Now, I will say this. The boss went on record and said, for far too long, there's been a taboo surrounding cycles. I have women staff telling me they're ashamed to admit that they're in pain. I want to break down that shame and replace the negativity with positivity. Both men and women have been open to the ideas, especially from the younger generation. I was talking to someone the other day, and they said that if it were men who had a cycle, then this policy would have been brought in much sooner, end quote.
Oh, okay.
She said, it's not about taking time off if you're feeling unwell, but I'm empowering people to be their optimum selves, which is what Kat was talking about in the beginning.
Yeah.
You're getting the worst of them for, you know, a couple days a month.
Good morning.
Good morning.
What do you think?
So, a couple things.
Yeah.
It would be really easy to equalize this by calling it a mental health day that somebody can take once a month. And it really shouldn't be more than, like, one day a month. I tell you what, I get hit with cramps that are so bad. I was at the doctor's office once when they hit me, and I was trying to pay my bill, and they ended up calling the ambulance and taking me to the ER for my cramps. And so I do know that, you know, there are times when I am completely physically debilitated, and it's not something that I'm just, oh, I don't feel good, I want to stay in bed. And there's nothing I can do about that. I know that it's going to happen to me, you know, three or four times a year where I'm going to get completely laid out. And it would be wonderful if I didn't have to take my own sick leave to deal with something that's going to happen that regularly.
Right.
But you know, you do have to make it equal and make it fair. And if you called it, like I said, like a mental health day, and made it so that it was one day a month that was above and beyond the sick leave, then it would be fair to the men as well. And
did you just say call it a mental health thing?
I see. I love that. Your angle, I absolutely love. Because there are times when, like, we do a show here, and I know a lot of people go, oh, man, come on. You just talk for a living. You have the easiest job in the world. But we get here really, really early, and after 4 hours of exhausting all of my life energy, mm-hmm. I could use a moment. And I totally understand
you
the idea.
You can't even compare yourself.
I'm not comparing it
yes,
at all.
Yes, you just did.
What I'm saying
you just
is,
compared yourself
they,
to
nope,
women that have...
shut your filthy mouth. What I'm saying is, if they angled it that you need a mental health break...
You just compared doing 4 hours of a radio show,
oh
which is
gosh.
The most... It's the funnest thing in the world, to a woman's cramps.
No.
Yes, you did.
I'm not. What I'm saying is, it would be epic if they did that across the board, because all of us need a day.
Now you're saying that you need time off.
No, we could all, yeah, we could all use that. If they're saying, if they're angling it as, we want our employees to be their
so
optimal
So you're saying
best,
it's not fair if the women get it off, then the men should get it off.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. We want to be equal, so let's be equal. They're talking about equality by allowing the women only to do something.
Ladies, you should be freaking out right now. Equality? Women want to talk equality. Do you think it's equal right now? Do you think men and women are equal right now here in this world?
You know what's going to be equal? The amount of punches with my right fist and left fist.
Thank you for your call.
They will be equal to your face.
Go to line one. Go to line one real quick.
I can't believe it's coming out of your mouth.
You better be Christian and turn the other cheek, because I'm going to beat you. I'm going to beat you.
Good morning.
Good morning. So there's a few things I think that should be addressed along with this.
Heck yeah.
So, yes, I have had debilitating cramps where I'm at work, I am pale, and I'm freaking people out because they think I'm going to pass out. But there are things that you can do to help make it better. For instance, if you think about all the products that we use, they are laden with, just filled with chemicals that they use to bleach. Mm. And those make the cramps, they make the effects of the pain so much worse. So there's so many different things that you can look at this on this. And yes, it would be nice to be able to take those days off when you're in complete and utter pain. But at the same time, what are the proactive things that we can do to help us be our best during those times? Because I am a
love
single
it.
Mom. I can't just take off time.
Right.
I have to go to work to be able to take care of my kiddo. And I don't get help from other places. So it'd be nice to have, like, a day when it's, like, the worst of the worst.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to take off an entire week just because it's my period.
Mm. Preach it, sister. Thank you for calling.
Awesome.
We're way late.
It's the product of a single mom. I applaud all women everywhere always and champion you.
This is a hot topic right now.
I hate you, Dex.
Hot topic.
Hate.
When we come back, we'll get some more of your phone calls.
I'm having so much fun.
A lot of women are fired up right now.
I hate it.
I'm having so much fun.
Of course you are.
We'll be back, everyone.
We got to take a break, but fear not. The Morning Invasion will be right back.
I may have some news for you.
Big news.
Stand by.
Super Tuesday results.
The Rolling Stones are headed to Cuba.
TV sports personality Aaron Andrews is on the stand.
FBI Director James Comey went to Capitol Hill and talked more about the government's battle with Apple over iPhone encryption.
There are no demons in this debate.
Major League Baseball suspending New York Yankees star relief pitcher Aroldis Chapman.
Bill Cosby's preliminary hearing in the criminal sex assault case is on hold. An appeals court is considering his effort to have the case thrown out.
The Dow at a seven-week high.
A AAA survey finds three-quarters of us say we would be afraid to ride in a self-driving car.
An Oval Office meeting between President Obama and GOP leaders on filling the vacancy on the Supreme Court.
Honeywell is dropping its more than $90 billion bid to acquire its rival United Technologies.
The UN envoy for Syria is announcing the pushing back of a planned resumption of peace talks aimed at ending the ongoing civil war there.
Good morning. It's the Morning Invasion.
Oh, yeah.
We're number one.
In your hearts.
With female listeners. Wait,
you know what? We really are.
We're number one with the ladies.
Yeah.
That's what you just said.
I did. I just said it.
My phone blew up. The internet blew up.
Yeah, we just figured.
Emails blew up.
We just figured out that, you know, the majority of our audience definitely is female because of this topic right here.
Well, we had already talked about the fact that a majority of the people that chime in are ladies.
Yeah, that's true.
We were trying to find rad stories. I saw this one, thought it was hilarious at first, and was like, there's no way we could talk about this on air. But it became a topic. We've gotten email after email, people chiming in. On both sides. If you're just joining us, a company in the UK has decided to start something called period policy. It is a cycle policy where every month women are offered the opportunity to take a day off, take a day to themselves as paid leave that doesn't count against their time off. According to the article, everyone in the company, there's 31 employees, 7 males, and the males fully supported it. No one said anything negative about it because they love their jobs.
Which is weird because, you know, there's the 2 out of 3 people in this room right now supported it as well.
Okay.
One of us, not so much.
Yeah. Yeah.
Equal rights is what I heard in the last break, Steve-O. You were saying that the morning show is such, it's so straining on you. After 4 hours of being here, because you give everything,
I give
energy,
it all I got.
Your being, your heart and soul.
I got no more.
By 10 a.m., you're done, and you wish you could go home and just relax and get a pedicure.
Well, good news is Penelope, she emailed in to let me know that what I have is very real. It actually exists from medicinenet.com.
Now we know.
It's called irritable male syndrome.
Oh.
Yeah. It's a real thing, guys.
Wait a second. What?
Yeah. Stressed out, grumpy, moody, but you're a man. What? That doesn't happen to me. If you're a male and these words describe your mental state, you may be suffering from what psychotherapist Jed Diamond calls irritable male syndrome.
Jed Diamond sounds like a reputable psychotherapist.
Yes, ladies.
I'm Jed Diamond.
Even men can fall victim to hormone fluctuations. In fact, we started talking about this, and my wife chimed in and said, I think it's funny that you guys don't think men have cycles. You guys man straight worse than all women. She knows. Yeah.
Ow.
So, and she knows the three of us pretty well. So
yeah. My wife would say the same thing.
Yeah, could say that, yeah.
Yeah.
We're on the same.
Nobody even said we didn't think we did.
We actually had a lady call in and say, hey, I think they need to do this across the board and call it like a mental health day. But then other people said, whoa. Oh, so you're saying this is a mental thing? Oh, no, this is a physiological blah, 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 blah. So the phone lines are completely jammed. We've gotten email after email.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, we're talking about it. What do you guys think about this? The company is now offering it. In fact, Japan offers this already. Korea, okay?
North or south?
Probably south.
South. Taiwan, Indonesia, there are laws in place allowing women to take time off work during that time. And so...
Yeah. Good morning, buddy.
Hey, how's it going?
We enjoyed your song.
What's up, Rude Dog?
Oh, Rude Dog.
Hey, keep this clean.
Can't wait to hear this.
I didn't listen to the radio yesterday. I didn't listen.
I saw that. You skipped it.
I turned it on today, and you guys are talking about menstrual cycles.
It's a hot topic.
Do you know what the funny thing is? Rude Dog, we've had more people calling and emailing and chiming in on Facebook than any topic we've had in the last, like, 3 weeks.
I know. Well, all I got to say to that is I'm just glad I'm a man.
Really?
You know what I mean? Yeah.
Wow.
Okay.
Every woman right now hates you.
Yeah, they just hate you.
Yeah, I'm sure I'll get lots of emails.
All right, thanks for talking.
All right, thanks for nothing. Later.
All right, I didn't know this, but sportswear giant Nike? They're actually one of the only companies worldwide that includes this in their code of conduct. Wow. There's actually a menstrual leave. Yeah. Paid time off. Phone lines are open.
338-3700 if you'd like to call in.
Yeah.
I definitely think this is a great idea. I think that there should be a law in place that says every company has to give not only sick leave, but... menstrual leave.
Well, here's the thing. There's a seminar actually coming up. Not even going to say what it's called. March 15th. But the seminar is going to tackle questions surrounding this issue, such as whether taking time off due to this threatens women's employability, or whether it's unfair to men, whether it's feasible for women to take time off every month, because they want people to be educated and aware of it, because obviously we've been talking about it, and for the most part, the dudes are pretty ignorant, the ones who have called in, and or one of us in here, because I took the side of the idiot,
okay,
and I'm
stop it.
So mad.
Good morning.
Morning, guys.
Oh, yeah. Hans, please enlighten us.
Okay. Hear ye, hear ye.
I don't know, bro.
It's a very nice gesture. I understand. I'm about 3 or 4 days, but...
Are you patronizing?
As human beings, there's men and women that eventually, not everyone's going to be honest. So the other token part is like... What if like people are just going to take advantage of this?
They do that with sick
days,
say,
though. Oh, I don't feel like working, so
they
I'm going to say this.
Sick days.
There's many women that not everyone, you know, some people are blessed with not having that pain, and some
How
are
do you
just
know?
Fine
you know?
With working the way, you know.
You can't even speak to this, Hans.
No, we can't.
You can't even speak to this.
No,
you're a man.
No, speak away, bro.
You're
say
sitting
it.
There talking
say
about like you know,
words.
And you just, don't know.
Here's a shovel. Here's a shovel.
You don't know.
Chrissy said we could speak to it because we all menstruate.
That's true. She really did. She says she knows us well, and it's funny that we're talking about this because we're worse than all of her friends.
Thank you so much, Hans. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
I would just like to say, Teo,
yes,
I knew
ma'am.
You were a smart guy, but what? I never realized till this morning how brilliant you really were.
Yeah.
You have a great future, young man.
Proverbs 17:28.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
For the ladies, seven. Yeah. Just get some help and move on.
All right.
Love you guys.
Love you
Bye.
Too.
338-3700.
Yeah.
Good morning.
Hi, I was calling to talk about the topic.
Yeah.
I don't think it's fair. I mean, why should the boyfriends or the husbands at home have to share in the joy when people at work should share in the joy too?
Okay, sir.
Yeah. Shots fired.
I'm
hang up on yourself.
Yeah, just do it. Do it right now.
Good. Hello. Hello.
Morning.
Morning.
Yeah, I definitely feel for the ladies, but I want to know where does the abuse of this policy end? Because personally in my life, like I've seen the women in my life suffer from cramps, but my wife personally is on birth control and is on an irregular cycle. So she gets it, you know, maybe every 3 months. But she could turn around and say she has it every month just to get her free time off.
Well, you know what? That's the thing. People, how many times have we called in sick when we weren't sick?
Never, because we have a morning show and we never get to call in.
People do that all the time.
This is extra free time, though, that males don't get.
Well, Steve-O thinks that males should get it, too.
I feel some cramps coming on myself.
Oh, my gosh. See? Abuse. No! I was just siding with a lady who called in and said, hey, we need to call this what it is. It's like mental health day. And that's what they're saying. If you want an employee to work at their like best, if you want them to be their best for the company, and if they're putting this policy in place because they're saying, hey, you're no good to us today, there are definite days where we are no good to our company. Like today, for example.
Here's a thought. Why couldn't you just call it a sick day? Why couldn't a woman, if it they were having...
I'm sure there's some legal thing that you couldn't call it that.
But here's the thing. Yeah. You wouldn't call it a mental health day because you can't equate this with a mental health issue.
You couldn't call it a
sick day because you're not sick. You would call it a rest day. Mm. And if you called it rest day, anybody could have it. The dudes could have it.
We'll call it a Sabbath.
The girls could have it, whatever. Because, you know, like, it's all in the name.
Yeah.
You just call it a rest day. It's like taking a nap at school when you're a kid. It's not a big deal. Like, people don't have to get all up in arms. You don't have to worry about overall abuse of it and stuff like that. And just be a smart person. If you're a woman that suffers from, you know, ridiculous cramping and all that stuff, then make sure you use it wisely. Mm. Once a month. Not a big deal.
Thank you for holding. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey, buddy.
What's up?
So, I want to say that I'm in support of this.
Nice. Because I think,
you know, depending on the woman and depending on the job, I know some women, you know, they can be on your period and you never knew about it, and then there's some you got to stay 200 feet away from them. You know, that could be a safety issue, I think.
That's true.
You think a lot.
Yes. Yeah,
safety issue. Wow.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
Hello.
I'm going to have to stand up for Hans on this because I do not have symptoms like other ladies when I have my time.
Okay.
I actually have a hormone disorder, so mine are very light. They're very short. Mm. There's no cramping. There's nothing going
on. And all women hate you.
Yeah. You know what? There's the bad side to it, though. Because of this hormone disorder, my husband and I have been trying to have a kid for about a year and a half. I've gone through 4 miscarriages because I can't carry a child.
Yeah.
Something like this would be nice for when those happen. I'm not going to lie. Mm-hmm. But the other side of it, though, also, you got to look at the business. Because of my disorder, I reset all of the ladies in my office to match my cycle. And I don't think we can all take the same day off. I don't think that would work so well.
Yeah, in some companies, you just couldn't do that.
Right on. Thank you for the call.
Yeah.
Of course. Have a good day, guys.
You too. We got an email from Rose who said, okay, I'm a woman, but due to my birth control, I don't have one, so then I would not be eligible for it. And to me, that's not fair.
Mm.
Because
that's
she's doing something about it. She's like, hey, I'm taking care
of that. Well, see, thing is if you could apply it to men also, like you just universally apply a rest day.
Yeah.
That's my thing. You call it a rest day.
Absolutely.
It evens the playing field for everyone.
A male chimed in on email as well, studio@star88.fm. Albert, he said, dude, I've seen my wife push herself as hard as she can at the gym, cleaning, working. So I know they don't need the day off.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Oh, he also said, Dex, you need to be more like Steve-O where you're not afraid to side with the right side so people don't get mad at you.
Okay?
I wouldn't say that I'm siding with
that
the right
side. My opinion. Steve-O has his.
Now, this is what I've learned. Albert's always right. Let's go to the
boom.
Phone.
There you go.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
Hi. So I wanted to chime in. I totally agree with the fact that it would be awesome to have that day off as a woman. But I also feel like it's somewhat unfair for the man. Like, I mean, maybe give them a well day instead of a mental health day. Like, here, let's make it fair. Let's give everyone a day. So we're going to call this your well day or whatever they want to call it. But
man day?
I don't know. As
you
a woman,
call it man day.
Why not?
Man day. Because
then women would go, well, what about women day? What about woman day?
See, equal rights.
Because here's the difference, and I'm gonna let me side with the ladies for a second. Let me step out here.
Do it.
Because if we do, looking at this policy, if we were to make this universal, here's what we're saying, guys, man. Basically, what I said earlier when I stuck my foot in my mouth, man. These ladies are taking a day off because their cramps are so bad they're doubled over in pain, and they're not doing anything except resting, probably. Taking some Midol and sleeping it off.
Yeah.
Not getting a day off. So the men are like, hey, but I need a day so that it's equal. What's the dude going to do? I don't know. Build something, hang out, go to a park, play some baseball, you know? So it's still not equal because the dudes are just getting a day off where the ladies are dealing with something that's actually going on in their bodies where they can't exactly just go enjoy a movie. Guys, let's just go see Pride and Prejudice and Zombies and just dance around our pocketbooks.
Well, I think in that case, then dudes need to be willing to accept the fact that women can have a rest day. Straight up. And just be like, yeah, they deal with stuff I don't deal with. I might man straight or whatever, but that's not the same thing. It's not a physical ailment that doubles me over where I can't do anything. Right. And you know what? Let them have it.
Yeah, because let's just face it, man. 99.9% of women out there do way more than
dude,
us
for
men
real.
Do.
No, honestly. I mean, they if do we're taking way our more. Serious side, that's my serious side. It is fair for the women, mm-hmm. and it would be unfair if the men got a day because I'd probably just kick it on the couch and play
like
video games, play guitar, maybe hit
day.
Up the gym.
Yeah.
Something that I can do because my body's not trying to murder me.
Casey says she would rather have paid maternity leave before this type of leave.
Ooh.
Men should get paid leave to take care of new babies, too.
Dude, Casey. Yeah.
Good morning.
Okay. Well,
are you talking to me?
Yeah.
Hey, what was that? This is John, Mateo's wife.
She's
been trying to get through for an
hour. Dude, yes, I've got people.
I got stuff to talk about.
Okay, yeah. Bring it, girl.
Well, first off, we could call it a wellness day if you want to make it equal.
But did you hear what I said about that? But did you hear what I said?
I'm not talking to you.
Okay, I'm sorry. I love you.
Boom.
But on that day, when we make the rule that everybody equally gets a wellness day, they should also pull up all the records of everybody's salaries and make sure that all the women are being paid according and equally to the men for the same jobs that they're being done.
Amen. Tell them, Johnny.
It's a pretty big undertaking to make it equal. But I do, I mean, I personally seem to do okay. There's been times when I've had lots and lots of pain and stuff like that. But I do know people who are just debilitated and they really just have terrible, I mean, it's like being stabbed in the stomach. I mean, it's true they're not, I guess they're not sick because maybe they, you know, they don't have a disease or anything like that, but they really are in physical pain as if they needed surgery for something. And that's kind of debilitating. So anyhow, but what I'm really calling about, is I want to know what genius has been airing the Minute of Women's Thoughts.
Dude, that's Dex.
What?
That is all Dex, 150%.
Dex, I want to go ahead and tell you real quick. I'm sorry for how bad you're about to feel.
Oh, no.
Because,
oh gosh.
I mean, I was kind of hoping it was like a paid advertisement and you guys were getting paid really well for it and there's nothing you could do but just air it, you know? But is it true that someone is just choosing to air it?
Maybe. I will neither confirm nor deny that Dex is totally doing that. Dawn, it's Dex 100%. It's Dex.
I just can't help but notice that the one woman of women's thoughts that is being, you know, broadcasted, it's never about, you know, anything intelligent or the millions of tasks that women complete every day and, you know, pushing families forward, taking care of themselves, being independent, all that stuff. It's never about that stuff. It's always about, should I wear a hat?
Yes, it's true.
Is this lipstick too dark on my face?
That's what Dex thinks you guys think about all the time.
Really,
gosh, that's what Dex makes those. And that's what Dex thinks. That's what Dex thinks about women think about all the time. So I'm just here to say, I side with Dawn. Right before she called in, I didn't even know she was calling in. And I did honestly state that I don't think it would be fair for men to also get a day off because we aren't dealing with those debilitating things like your body trying to murder you. And therefore, we don't need a day off to play guitar or video games or whatever we're gonna do. Ladies should absolutely take the time.
And you know what, Dawn?
That's my
real life. I won't play another one of those ever
again. Oh my gosh!
I, you know what? I won't.
Remember when you said that yesterday because one woman called in
this
and said that
different.
And then like
this
10 ladies
Tao's
said...
This is Tao's wife, okay?
Oh my
this is
gosh.
She's family. And if you are offended and you don't like them, I will get rid of them. I'll never play another one ever again. It's not that big a deal.
No, you're playing.
What do you think of that, Steve-O?
I think you're going to keep playing.
See, Steve-O wants me to keep playing them. I just got Steve-O. He loves them.
I just find myself, I listen to him, and I'm like, what is this?
You're right.
This
I didn't even realize it.
And it's true. I mean, sure, women do think about, should I get a summer hat? But men think about, you know, are my love handles showing more than they used to?
Okay.
You know, how many
what
hours
if we did
be in the
1 minute
today?
Inside like, a guy's head?
Yes, one
what
minute
if we
inside
made
a guy's
equal?
I like it.
I'm
She's talking
saying,
about me.
I just don't think it's fair to only publish the 1 minute of the most vapid and ridiculous stuff that people think about. It's like...
She just said vapid.
She wins.
I think it's really...
She wins.
I just think it kind of shows a little bit of how people
men
think of women.
Yeah. I don't want to overgeneralize this, Don. It's how Dex thinks women think. So let's just bring it back to center. This is all Dex. 100. Wow. Oh, yeah. How's it feel, jerk? How's it feel? Yeah. I love you, Don. Oh,
thanks, Don.
Love you guys. Bye. All right.
Hey, Kat just chimed in. She said, what about smokers who get an extra accumulative hour off every shift for their smoke breaks?
Oh, I started smoking.
Oh.
I know you did.
Okay.
We have to go to break. Hey, by the way, coming up at 8:40, we have Beverly Goldberg from ABC's The Goldberg. It's the greatest show on television.
Lindsay's here already, bro.
Lindsay's here from Double J in the Morning. Can't wait to meet Lindsay.
So that we can move on from this topic.
Man, we should have waited until she came in to do this topic.
Dude, we still have emails, phone lines are jammed.
I know. We have to move on to other things. We got to make it equal. We'll be back.
It's time for the Morning Invasion. Here's Dex, Steve-O, and Teo on Star 88.
Good morning.
Morning.
Hot Topic Wednesday.
Oh, man.
It is 8:07. It is 8:07.
I don't know if I want to do this.
What?
Why not?
I'm just not feeling optimal. Like, maybe I just need...
You got to be careful, because we have a female in the studio now.
Seriously.
We do.
Yeah, that's right. We're going to introduce this female here.
Hi to Dave 75!
She's within punching distance.
Hi to Dave 75!
I should have brought my actual boxing gloves.
Yeah. There you go. Hey, shout out to Daniel, who just emailed in asking when we were giving away the VIP Roadshow tickets, because he's very anxious and wants to win this family four-pack for his wife and children.
All right, well, hold on to your horses. Let's do some traffic!
How is traffic coming in, friend? No, I'm just kidding.
Me? Are you? Was that the cue to me?
I was like,
what?
I have to come up with
traffic's great. Actually, it was horrible, but you know, you take that away.
I have to come up with distractions when I get blindsided with traffic.
You should always
no
be ready.
Pun intended. Okay, accident right lanes block Paseo del Norte East at 2nd Street Northwest. Also, if you're eastbound on 40 around the Unser to Coors exit, there's a lot going on over there. It's typical morning time AM commute traffic, so be careful. But again, accident right lanes block Paseo del Norte East at 2nd Street Northwest.
Traffic brought to you by Raspberry Mint Lime Water.
Nope.
Best water I've ever had in my entire life.
Yeah, not happening.
I was going to say, that's your look at.
Let's
interview Wars.
I would like to introduce. Will you put a point on my...
Yes, please. Let's do that.
I got it over here.
Click.
I would like to introduce to everyone. No. Lindsay. Do I say your last name or just Lindsay?
Just call her Lindsay. Everyone just knows me, Lindsay. Lynn. Yeah, okay. I mean, yeah, that's great.
Lindsay is a local celebrity. She was on Double J in the Morning on 106.7 for how many years?
It's like only like a year and a half, actually.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, we'll say 10.
We'll say 10. Oh,
10 years. She was on Double J in the Morning. And this studio is really awkward.
It
weird.
Is. It is. I'm like standing behind you guys.
I know.
Like, it's so
I'm
weird.
Sorry.
Professionals built this.
It's, yeah. It's
radio
great.
Studio.
It's really uncomfortable.
It's kicking.
But yeah, we got Lindsay here. And Double J, he had a show for many years here. You know,
five years.
And I had a great morning show. You know, I posted something the other day on my Facebook page talking about radio. And when I was off, when I got fired, you guys were the show I listened to the most.
That's right, we were.
Thanks. Yes.
Right, that's why thanks. I had this interview, Steve-O.
There was no,
thanks, bro.
During my 6 months off, there wasn't really a show that I could connect with. And you guys, I connected with.
Well, thanks. I'm glad because, you know, I connected with you guys when you were on the Buck and Dex.
Oh,
but, you know,
that.
Now I connect with you now.
Yeah.
So I'm glad that you're connecting with me. We're all connecting. So much connectors connecting. I don't know if that's appropriate.
A lot of connective tissues.
Okay. Yeah, so it's cool to finally meet you because I've never met you. And I've met Devil J, you know, a couple times,
right.
But I don't know him
right.
All that well.
See, and I met Buck, but I never got to meet you either. So this is cool. This is awesome.
Well, I'm so glad you came in. And
Well, I mean, I had to. I mean, there was like war declared.
Yep.
So,
yep. Steve-O tried to say, you know, after I announced that, you know, you were coming on, He said it didn't count.
Well, yeah, I mean, I was hurt, by the way.
Does that mean coming up?
Yeah, you should try to.
Just going
to
tell you guys right now, in the 9 o'clock hour, I have booked somebody for Interview Wars.
Here he goes again. He keeps talking about this, but it never happens.
No, this is true. Teo's in the text conversation, and this is genuinely real.
Now it's legitimate.
Coming up in the 9 o'clock hour, I had booked somebody as well.
Oh, no.
He's like, it was text official, guys.
Interview Wars.
Yeah, right now on the show, we are currently talking to Lindsay, former DJ.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow. That hurts. Like, I literally felt a pain in my heart.
What's the frequency? 106.3?
Not as much. 106.7.
It was 7?
Whatever.
Oh. I love how he tries to play it off, though.
9 o'clock hour, we're going to be talking with our girl Celeste, who is the current employee.
She's not coming in studio, is she? No, she's not coming in studio.
She's got a job. She's working.
Stop it right now.
What are the rules that we laid down?
What are the rules? The rules were that no friends were allowed.
That is very true.
Oh, she's a professional and she has a job.
No, but she's her friend and you know her. Like, you guys are like buddies.
She used to be on the station.
But you don't. Oh, so you don't know Lindsay?
I don't. This is the first time I met her.
They just had an introduction.
Thank you, Lindsay.
This is awful.
The guy who fired her hired Celeste. I mean, it feels like
we're getting real now.
Come on, interview wars. Wait for me. Come on, go ahead. Interview wars.
That was
real life shattered over this.
Yeah, welcome to the den of vipers.
So welcome to the show, Lindsay.
It's gonna be me and him right now. It's me and Dale.
Yeah, I'm so embarrassed. Sorry about my friends.
It's okay. We'll just talk. They'll have their thing. It is embarrassing. He's just mad because he knows me already. I know he knows me. Like, he acts like he's never heard of me. I mean, come on. Like, I have like 5K followers on Instagram.
Dang. The funny thing is, I was one of them, and then she said that, and I'm like, I have to unfollow her because I have to.
She'll know that I was following her.
I got to unfollow this girl because then it's going to be legit.
So we got Lindsay hanging out from the former Double J in the Morning show. And I'm glad you're here.
Yeah,
well,
me
thanks,
too.
Dex. At least a couple of you guys are in here. It's getting hot in here. And we're so close. I mean,
none of that hip hop, okay?
Was that a hip hop?
Yeah, it's getting hot in here. Sorry, that was a good reference.
That was weird.
She laughed.
Not only did I book Lindsay on the show this morning, but I also.
Interview Wars.
I booked. Beverly Goldberg? I mean,
he's kicking A right now.
Let me ask you something.
Let me ask you something real quick. Dex, pause everybody. Are you using her?
What does that
to
mean?
Win a contest?
Oh, snap!
I knew that was going to come out.
Oh, snap!
Is that the only reason that
I love you, you know what?
Both of you be quiet. Mute both of your mics. Just mute them. I'm going to interview Lindsay.
All right, let's do this.
How's life?
Life. What is life? That's the question. Let me answer it with a question. Okay. What is life?
Okay. Well, so far, yours has changed drastically.
It has. It really has.
We've seen this happen to Dex.
Poor Dex.
He landed, quote, in a better place.
Flat on his face.
Yeah. Flat on his face.
Stop talking. Sorry. We're not in this interview.
In the depths of interview wars right now.
Right.
So what's new with you?
I mean, like, I'm into, like, working out.
That's good.
That's good, right? I mean, my life, honestly, is a sham.
It's a sham. Sham, wow.
No, it's weird. It really is weird, like, not being somebody, I guess, if that's the right way to put it. Because once you're, like, go from people knowing you and then you just don't have that job anymore, it's really weird.
So this really is what I want to talk about. Because we've discussed it on our show. How are you dealing with, and this is a serious question, how are you dealing with the whole loss of identity thing?
I'm not dealing with it very well.
Like, what are your stance?
My stance right now is that I have to find who I am again. Mm-hmm. And I feel like, for the past, you're always a character on the radio. And like, you don't realize how much of a character you really are until you step away from it. Mm-hmm. And now that I'm stepping away, it's like, who am I? Like, I really don't know.
Yeah.
And, but it's also really fun because I can like figure it out now.
Yeah.
So it's a mix of emotions.
Right.
Really, yeah.
You get to kind of rediscover yourself.
And here we go. Thanks, Dex. That was beautiful, by the way. Epic music in the background. Let's talk.
No, you're not allowed to talk.
Okay, no, why is Steve-O's mic on? Thank you.
Mute. This is a war. This interview has to be great.
I feel like I can relate so much to you right now. I have so much to say.
No, seriously, Dex. Just hold it. Dex, come back.
We're going to field
questions at the end of the interview. Okay. But for real, it's a big issue. And it's interesting to me to see how it's happened so much lately in Albuquerque.
Right.
Most notably because Dex here, our buddy, obviously it's happened to him.
Right.
But then we're seeing it happen to other people. And it's just because, you know, a lot of big time corporations are bleeding money.
Right.
And so they're
right.
having to cut things. But it's something that I had to deal with. I used to travel with a band. That's all that I did. And then when our band broke up, mm-hmm. it was like, gosh. It's just like you said. It's like, who am I?
Yeah.
I've been this person. My email was Waverly Matt, you know?
Right.
So it's like, I've been this person
for so
long.
Even my email name changed. Oh, my God.
It's true. I had to get a new email.
Yeah.
You know? And it's funny because you can break it down to, like, you say you have so many followers on Instagram.
Right.
Did you change your Instagram handle?
I did. You know, it was like Lindsay on Double J in the Morning, and mm-hmm. now it's, and then it was like Lindsay on Power 106.7. Now it's just like Lindsay. Like, you know, it's yeah, because, I mean, who else am I right now? I'm just Lindsay, you know? So it's weird. It's totally weird, but...
Mm-hmm.
Can I talk?
Yes.
Yeah, you guys
yes.
can talk now.
Okay, bring it back.
Great interview,
I need,
by the way.
I need the Rocky music.
Great. My turn to talk.
No, I need the Rocky music.
No, you talk
enough. Give me the Rocky music.
Lindsay, I can totally...
Why would
totally,
you win, Steve-O?
Totally because... relate to everything you just said.
You know how long it...
Right?
I went without talking just now. I talked more than...
You know what? You get your time in a second.
There we go.
I feel like you're stepping on me.
Okay, here. Here's what I'll say.
You can't ruin the interview, Steve-O.
All right, you have now. Teo had the excellent interview. This is Interview Wars, so you get your moment,
okay.
And then I'll wrap it up. Go
Thank
ahead.
You. Oh you shut your mic off for a sec.
There we go.
I know you can't control your tongue sometimes. You know, listening to what you said, Lindsay,
Let's get deep.
I was there. I was in the pit with you.
It sucks.
When I got fired... It was devastating for me because I'd never been fired before. I've been in radio over 15 years, I guess almost 18 years now. I've never been fired. So here's a guy that's never been fired, finally feeling it at 36 years old.
Right.
And you start thinking...
Well, it was worse for you. I mean, you're a little old.
Yeah, that's true.
So it's like, what do I do with
you're
my
like
life?
22, 23?
Yeah, I'm 24.
Jeez.
But that's great. I look young, so...
But no, it I totally get it. I felt... Like I had done something wrong. Why did they fire me?
Right.
Was it all me? Because, you know, did I do something on the morning show that I shouldn't have? You know, did I do everything, you know, to the best of my abilities? Did they really hate me? Was somebody trying to stab me in the back? There's all these different things that I kept thinking.
So many. Yeah.
You know, but in reality, after about 3.5-4 months of just pouting and feeling like, you know, I'm worthless. I don't know who I am. Because
right.
I lost my identity. My identity was wrapped up in Dex being a radio guy.
Right. No, it's true.
And when you lose that, you do feel lost. And you have to come to a place where your identity is in Christ. That's who is a part of us.
Right.
You know, Christ mm-hmm. lives inside of us. That's who we identify with. That's our Father. That's our God. That's everything to us. So it made me wake up and realize, man, I was really...
like low point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, and also just I was not looking to God in mm-hmm. a lot of areas in my life, you know, because when I got fired, you know, and sometimes it takes that to realize it. Sometimes it does take a firing or a tragedy to happen to make you wake up. And that's what I feel like happened for me. You know, I feel like it was definitely, you know, God's plan. And I feel the same way with you. You know, you love radio.
Right.
And you're feeling like, man, what am I going to do? And probably working a job that I don't like right now.
Definitely.
Right?
I hope my boss is listening right now.
I'm just saying.
He's at work. He's not.
Yeah, he's good.
You're not doing what you love anymore.
Right. No, it's true.
But God's got a plan.
Oh, God.
Steve-O.
He has his hand up like a little school kid.
No, he wants the...
He wants the mic on.
There it is.
You guys aren't alone.
I was going to ask you guys to play the Rocky theme music for me because I thought I was going to take it over.
Well, Lindsay, there's someone else in this world that can absolutely relate to you.
Oh.
This last Sunday, the one, the only, Sylvester Stallone, sat in a crowd. His names were being called. And the best supporting actor, Oscar, goes to... Then he was waiting... And it wasn't him. It was the other guy from that one movie that did that one thing. And you know what? Sylvester Stallone never thought he was going to recover from that. But guys, He realized his identity is not in the Oscars. Today, he decided to do something for all the peoples of the world, including the Dexes and the Lindsays who have fallen on hard times and just don't know where to find their identity.
Mm-hmm.
He posted a photo at official Sly Stallone, his Instagram, with a winky face, holding a fist up, and it says, "To all the real Rockies of the world, please hang on to your dreams. Never give in. Never give out. Never give up. Thanks for all the support. Yo, Adrian! We did it! Woo! Yeah!
Good job.
I love that, man. Sylvester Stallone totally knows what you're going through.
I guess I can relate.
You can relate. Yeah. You and Sylvester Stallone.
Yep.
You guys, you know, you're like hanging your hats, thinking you're a bunch of losers because nobody likes you anymore, and you don't win Oscars, and you're getting fired from your dream jobs.
I'll be back.
And you just don't know what to do with yourself.
I'll be back, dang it.
You just go follow Sly Stallone on Instagram and realize that your life is far from over.
Mm.
You are 17, and you have a whole life ahead of you.
No, that's not what...
Unless you're Dex and you're almost 40, in which case, bro, you should just end it.
Yeah, it's like he's starting college at like 30 years old, and then he's like, why try?
There's a lot of layers to this conversation.
338-3700. Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I just want to say what a pleasant surprise to hear both my two favorite radio people together.
You and I, thank you, Lindsay, man.
Lindsay and Dex.
Thanks, buddy.
And,
Steve, but, you better watch out.
I just wanted to find out, I guess whenever the Buck and Dex show ended, I kind of switched over to Double J and Lindsay in the morning. And my question to you, Lindsay, is what happened? Was it just, did you guys just come in one day? Because, you know, one day I was listening to, the next day you weren't on. And I was just curious as to what happened to you guys. And I just want to thank you for making Double J a better show. Because I think when you started was when the show got really good.
Of course it did. I mean, come on. I'm not going to brag. What happened was, like, I mean, Dex, you can relate. All of you guys can. Mm. When you get fired from radio, you don't know what it's going to happen.
Right.
It just happens. And you do your last hurrah. You don't even know it's your last hurrah. And you're gone the next morning. And that's that.
Right after the show. They hand you a manila envelope. Was yours manila?
I didn't get the manila envelope.
I wasn't that special.
Okay. They just waved at you.
Yeah, they were like, bah.
Your key card just doesn't work anymore.
Yeah, that's the worst part about it is that they walk you out. You know, you do like your walk of shame. They're like, all right, give me your key. And you're like, oh.
It's awful.
Yeah, it sucks.
It is awful.
Yeah.
Did they change things around completely there? Or did they keep some people? Or how did that work out?
It was like a complete one.
Please tell me about all of the things that they did at the job.
Yeah, so. Please. Well, it is my interview.
Do you know what happened? Did you follow your old radio station?
Yeah,
Dex, you did good. I think your interviews are good, at least for me personally. And the lady from the Goldbergs is also from Reno 911 as well, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, so good. I think you won today.
No, I'm winning. That's
true.
You're winning.
Thanks, gosh, very smart man.
Take care, guys.
See you, buddy.
Have a good day.
That's cool. We got Lindsay here. She was on Double J's morning show for a couple years, did a great job. I got to listen to her during my time off, which, you know, doing a morning show for so long, I never got to listen to all the other shows. So it was kind of fun being a listener for a while. These two, whenever I turned on, you know, 88.3, I always heard music.
Yep, we couldn't
talk. So they didn't talk. The show they did before us.
It was a good idea.
It was mainly music, so I never really got to hear them.
Sarcasm.
And I got to say, most shows out there, most local morning shows, they're all music.
It is. It is like that.
There's not a real good quality talk morning show in Albuquerque.
Right? Well, there wasn't until January. Well,
I can give you guys that, okay? I'll give you that.
Yeah. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Lens.
Yep.
Can I call
Anytime.
You Lens?
Anytime. Call me Lens.
Okay.
Good morning.
Good morning. How What's are that? You guys?
Good, man. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm just calling in. I want to say that it's really good to hear Lindsay's voice on the air again.
Gosh, so much love this morning. Gosh.
Yeah. When I lost Buck and Dex, Lindsay and Double J kind of got me through the hard times.
Yeah.
If you'd say.
I'm so glad. I lifted so many people, you know? right into the air.
You're so strong.
I know.
I totally feel you, though, because that's the show I connected with. When I got fired, I would tune into them, and they always had good local topics. Double J was always making fun of you. That's very true. Yeah, I could totally relate to your guys' show. You guys were real, and it was fun to listen to.
Yes. Well, you guys have a good day, and it's nice hearing you, Lindsay. I hope to hear you again sometime.
Thank you.
Have a good day, guys.
You too.
Does it feel good to be back on the radio?
Oh, yeah. Like, when I was coming in here, I was telling my fiance, like, it kind of feels like I'm getting into this new relationship. Like, you know how excited you get when you're, like, dating someone? That's how I felt walking into here. Like, oh, my gosh, I'm so nervous. They can like me. Like, that's how I felt. Like, you know? And now it's kind of awkward because there's three men here and one girl. And I'm like, are you guys going to like me? Like, I'm in a relationship now with you three.
That's awesome. You took that way next time. Really fast.
I went there.
Yeah. Thank you, Tim. Good morning.
And don't believe, you were thinking it.
No, not even a bit.
Are you there?
Yes, am I here?
Yeah, buddy.
Oh, well, I just want to say thanks, Dex, and all of you for what you guys do. I used to listen to Buck and Dex, actually, when I wasn't saved about 5 years ago. And it's kind of interesting how I've kind of grown into it to see you guys, like, flourish this morning. And I actually have a reason to, like, turn the radio on in the morning now. Mm. So all of you are awesome. So thank you so much.
Thank you, buddy. That's very encouraging.
All right.
Thanks, man.
So you guys have a good day.
You too.
Phones are blowing up. They want to talk to Lindsay.
They want to encourage you.
Sorry,
this
guys.
Is good.
See, I told you. The 5K followers are all up in here.
This is good. The 5K.
The 5K.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey, buddy.
Somehow, something I always wanted to tell Dex, like in your show with Buck and Dex, like even you said, you described your life as, you know, pretty much being a local celebrity, having the best job, and it was like your...
It was my idol.
Yeah, per se. And, you know, not living to pretty much godly standards as, you know, full potential. And sometimes God needs to kind of pull our ears, you know?
Yeah.
And that's pretty much it. And the great thing about it, though, is that without you seeing it, it was really all God's path to where Age Army would never give a time of day to give 88.3 a chance at all, you know. And once you came over, you know, this is a ministry that will reach out to that ministry. But if people don't listen, well, there's really no ministry to share with the world. And because of that knockout that you pretty much got Holly Holmes, you know, that brought a lot of people that, you know, this show can be. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
No, I don't.
I gotcha. Totally get what you're doing.
Yeah, where was that going?
Don't listen to Steven. So, thank you, brother. I totally appreciate it.
It's a blessing disguise, basically.
Thank you. No, don't listen to them. They're laughing at something completely different.
They're laughing at me.
Yeah, Steve? His computer actually keeps dying.
You knew where I was going.
Yeah. Thank you. I got you, buddy.
Yes.
Thank you so much, man.
Thanks,
love you guys. Bye,
buddy.
That guy was right, though. I mean, it is very humbling.
Yeah.
It is.
Okay,
I feel bad now.
No, dude, everybody's going to fall. Everybody's going to fail. Everybody's going to go through a situation in life that, whether through the fault of their own or no fault of their own, they're going to find themselves stuck in a place. And since we all fall down, it's a matter of getting back up and moving forward and how you do that, because we'll get stuck with our face in the mud for so long that... We don't want to pick ourselves back up, but we got to just fail forward, if you will, because we all fall short of the glory of God. I just tweeted, actually, an article from Relevant Magazine, and it was the idea of shame and how it will destroy our future if we allow it. Because like I said, if it's our fault, if it's not our fault, it can hinder us, it can cripple us, and then we're no good, man, in the future. So kudos for picking yourself back up and moving forward. Yeah, totally.
You're a monster.
I'll just go back to the Rocky thing because that was better, actually.
Beverly Goldberg.
Let's hear it.
Slice to one.
Right now.
Yeah. Right now.
From the Goldbergs on ABC is going to be on the Morning Invasion when we come back.
Boom. Yeah.
So excited. Do you watch the Goldbergs, Lindsay?
No, I don't.
Oh, my gosh.
I know, because I'm so much better.
Oh, my God. That is, I don't get it. I just don't.
You're a monster.
All right, well, hang out with us. We'll be back.
The Morning Invasion on Star 88.
We're going to take a break and come right back.
We'll be right back.
I may have some news for you.
Big news.
Stand by.
Super Tuesday results.
The Rolling Stones are headed to Cuba.
TV sports personality Aaron Andrews is on the stand.
FBI Director James Comey went to Capitol Hill and talked more about the government's battle with Apple over iPhone encryption.
There are no demons in this debate.
Major League Baseball suspending New York Yankees star relief pitcher Aroldis Chapman.
Bill Cosby's preliminary hearing in a criminal sex assault case is on hold. An appeals court is considering his effort to have the case thrown out.
The Dow at a seven-week high.
A AAA survey finds three-quarters of us say we would be afraid to ride in a self-driving car.
An Oval Office meeting between President Obama and GOP leaders on filling the vacancy on the Supreme Court.
Honeywell is dropping its more than $90 billion bid to acquire its rival United Technologies.
The UN envoy for Syria is announcing the pushing back of a planned resumption of peace talks aimed at ending the ongoing civil war there.
Good morning, everyone. Thanks for joining us this morning. Excited to be with you.
Yes.
Because this morning...
Interview Wars.
Oh, my goodness. This morning, it's so huge. We got Lindsay of Double J in the morning.
Yes.
Yep. Such a great morning show.
And, you are just crushing Interview Wars.
There's this show on ABC. Taylor and I love this show.
Yes, we do.
And the Goldbergs are amazing. And I'm really excited to have Beverly on. Mom?
Hi.
Yeah.
Yay! You know, Oh, man.
You're the best. I got to tell you right now, they have been losing their minds all week for this, Wendy. And is it okay if I call her Wendy? Is it going to ruin the illusion for you too?
It's up to her.
Wendy, is it okay if I call you Wendy?
I would prefer it. Okay.
Right? They're both ginormous fans. And I was like, okay, but she's a human being. It's a television show. This is not. They thought it was a reality TV show.
Yeah.
And
it's not so.
No, it's not so much that we you know idolize your character so much. It's just we think you're. We know you're a real human. We just think you're the best human.
Well, thank you. You know, that's what I tell people.
Yeah. See, that's what I'm talking about.
She knows.
There you go.
So, Wendy, talk about the Goldbergs and, you know, this show, it is so good.
Yeah.
I'm so glad you like it. That really makes me happy to hear.
Yeah.
So, talk about it.
Are you having fun? Is this, like, the funnest thing you've ever done in your career? Because it seems like you guys are having fun.
It really is. I adore every minute of it. And believe me, it could go the other way. My hours are very long and, you know, we're actually winding up our season right now, so I've got two more weeks left. But I love everybody on our cast. I love everybody on our crew. After the weekends, I'm so excited to get back to work. I get sad when I'm not working. Like I've never had that experience before.
Yeah, that's so cool.
Where I hate not working.
Yeah.
People. So yeah, it's been such a blessing, and I'm thrilled that people have responded to it.
It's great. My wife loves you so much. This morning she was texting me. She was like, please ask her this, and please ask her this, and please ask her this. So she wants to know what motivated you to start acting like in the first place. What was the thing that really kicked it off for you?
I never remember wanting to do anything else. Even as a kid, I had a very clear vision of what I wanted. And I used, you know, look, I was one of those annoying kids that was like, I'm staging a show.
She's a theater kid.
What's this dinner party? Like, you know, puppets are coming out.
Yeah.
I've got a song I want to sing. Like, I was always making people watch me.
Yeah.
And writing things, and I was fascinated with TV and movies. And, you know, look, your kids always have an inkling of what they want to do. You can tell by what they gravitate towards when they're kids, you know, kind of which direction they're going to go. And, I never had the desire to do anything else, but it took me till, you know, my late 20s to actually get going with it.
Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of actors, they have to go to that special place to become that character. For you, you're such an over-the-top mom. which is why we love you so much. Was it easy to step into that role? I mean, what is it like compared to, you know, real life for you? Was it hard to step into that role?
A little bit, because I don't have kids.
Okay. All right. But, yeah, so, that would be tough.
So that was a little bit like, at the very first, I thought I wanted to conspire with the kids. But no, that's the opposite of what a mother does.
Mm, yeah.
You know, I have to be the disciplinarian, and I have to, you know, wipe the schmutz off the face. And,
yeah.
You know, talk about going potty and all this stuff. Like,
yes, well
said. That was very counterintuitive.
Yeah.
But, you know, look, now all I do is I put on my battle helmet, which is my wig, and I put on my shoulder pads, and I'm ready to go.
Yeah.
So with the I have a question.
I'm down to the school and make somebody cry.
Right. Yeah. Uh-huh. Wendy, my question with the Goldbergs is this. Obviously, you know, you work alongside Jeff Garland, who is absolutely hilarious. How much of your relationship with Jeff, as far as acting wise, is improv within the Goldbergs, and how much of it is actually scripted? Do you guys have a lot of room to just be hilarious? Because you are two of the funniest people on the planet.
Oh, bless your heart. We, you know, we don't improvise that much because the script doesn't need it.
Mm.
If something needs a little punch up and we just can't resist, you know, we might throw something in, and sometimes they'll use it, sometimes they don't. But we don't need to improvise that much because it's so tightly scripted. And look, I don't know that I'll come up with anything better than Delicious Little Snuggle Monster. That's pretty specific.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
Dude.
I'm not going to improve on it. I'll just stick to the script.
Yeah.
You know?
There you go. That's so good. The coolest thing for me about the Goldbergs is that, I grew up, and the pinnacle family show for me was The Wonder Years. And
oh,
so
yeah.
I really appreciate the fact that The Goldbergs is totally a modern, I guess if you can call it a modern spin on The Wonder Years. And it I love the nostalgia because everything that Adam plays with, I had that when I was a kid. Like all of the Transformers, all of the Thundercats, all of that stuff.
Yep. So I love that.
Yeah,
it was a little spoiler.
Really, his toys, and he's very territorial with them. And
mm-hmm.
You know, he comes in and arranges them just so, and yeah, he loves his toys. And luckily, his mom's a hoarder, and she saved everything. But
that's my mom.
Oh man, that's
funny
awesome.
That you bring up the Wonder Years because Fred Savage directed one of our episodes last year.
Oh my god,
that's cool.
Yeah, yeah, the one where Bev and Murray renew their vows.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
The thing with the Goldbergs is
he's great.
That's awesome.
You think you watch an episode of the Goldbergs and you think, man, that is my favorite episode. And then next week, you're like, oh my gosh, I love this show. It's even better. It just keeps getting better and better and better.
Yeah.
And I know there was, you know, there is the real Goldbergs, which is kind of what the show is about, right? I mean, you guys are taking some of these stories from the real Goldbergs.
Oh, and the video footage that you see at the end of every episode, that's legit.
That's so awesome to me.
Yeah, so, you know, the only thing that's different is that there was no sister.
That's what I thought. Yeah.
So Erica was actually Eric.
Oh, gotcha.
And Eric and Barry are both very accomplished doctors and surgeons.
Wow. Okay.
So they're just like, whatever with this TV stuff. You know, the youngest baby, I mean, I hate to say it, but I think Bev might be a little more proud of him because he works in television.
Right.
Yeah.
Show that to her friends. She can't show her friends, you know, some spine that Eric fixed.
Yeah.
Right.
Man, that's awesome.
So, Wendy, I have a question for you. Talk about, you know, the idea of coming into the role as a mother without being a mother. And just looking at your, looking where everybody looks when they want factual information, Wikipedia, it mentions the fact that for you were raised Baptist. And I always find it interesting when that's included in somebody's Wikipedia page when it talks about raised a certain, you know, under like a certain, I don't want to say sect of Christianity, but you were raised a Christian. How much of your upbringing and coming up in the church has had an impact upon you as an adult and playing the role of this mom?
Well, gosh, that's a very good question. I've never been asked that before. But, you know, my mother was very, very, she was a smother herself. But she was a working smother.
Right.
So she did not have time to storm down to the school.
Right.
All the time. And, but we spent about 8 hours every Sunday in church.
Wow, right on. Man. Jeez.
Wow. Which was a lot.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Long day.
Yeah, that is a long day.
I lead worship at a church down here, so we spend, that's our family as well. We're rocking it every Sunday, and so I know two of us in here, we're actually raised Baptists, so, we understand.
And we were Swedish Baptists.
Woo!
So I didn't know what that meant. Yeah. I had no idea what that meant, and I still don't.
But you have the best candy.
Oh, man. What? That's what we do? I don't know.
Yeah.
But if we were in church, that's 8 hours straight is a lot for a kid.
Yeah.
No, for a while, you're not concentrating.
Right. Sure. Totally.
That's a lot for an adult.
You're not picking up any more than you did in the first hour. But, you know, look, we definitely had the feeling that if you were a little snot rag out in the world, there would be consequences. And my mom was not going to raise brats.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She said, "I love you too much to let you be a brat."
Mm.
That's not a bad policy. I wish more people loved their kids that much.
Preach it, dude. Yeah.
Totally agree. Talk about tonight's episode of the Goldbergs. What do we have to look forward to tonight?
Well, first of all, tonight we're on at 8 instead of 8:30.
Okay.
So that's very important. But it's our Dirty Dancing episode.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
Every season we do a movie homage. First it was Goonies, then Ferris Bueller. This year it's Dirty Dancing.
Mm.
And my daughter and I are just so enamored of Dirty Dancing. I want her to have a dreamy experience like Baby. I want her to have her moment. There's a big school dance coming. We decide to lobby for Dirty Dancing as the theme. Until I get wind of the fact that all the boys want to do is grind up on the girls.
Right.
Like, Dirty Dancing, something different.
I have not buying a special outfit for that.
Dude.
God,
that's amazing.
Absolutely not. I want her to be lifted in the air, and that's it.
Right.
Yeah. can't wait for that.
I go on the war path and try to stop it, but, in the end, it's all hilarious. And my special son, Barry, he wants a Footloose dance. He wants to dance through his rage, like
out in the woods.
Oh man, gosh,
amazing!
Can't wait to watch.
I can't wait to see it myself. I'll be watching it along with everybody else.
Incredible.
That's very cool. Well, it was such a pleasure to talk to you.
Absolutely.
And you guys are doing a great job. I think the show's going to be around for many, many years.
I hope so.
You'll be cashing those royalty checks, until the day you die, girl. That's what I'm saying.
Well, I will remember that you said that.
Yes.
And if you need to come after him, we're in Albuquerque.
Noted.
And remember that I asked you a question no one has ever asked you, and you're going to carry that with you the rest of your career.
All right. So, Wendy, thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you so much.
All right, thank you. Have a good day.
All right, take care. She was awesome.
Yeah, she was.
He wins. That was fun.
He wins.
Wait.
He does win.
Okay, hold on. Interview Wars.
Two interviews.
He booked the solid interview. Do I get like half a point for being the one that asked her a question that literally no one in her career has ever asked?
That was a great question. That was a good question.
I mean, what are the parameters of this interview war again?
Good question.
I feel like you keep adding rules to the game.
Right, yeah, like that was random.
When you need a leg up, you have to start, throwing things out so you can try to get one.
Originally, it was just like who could book the better interviews.
Right.
But who defines what makes an interview better? Is it the person that we're interviewing or the content? Because we interviewed Jermaine Dupri and everybody was making fun of me. Mm-hmm. But then everybody thought it was like hilarious
because of the way we set it up.
Exactly.
The way that we, talked about how it was such a fail.
I don't need a point for that. I'll just...
No, I'll give you half a point. You want half a point? I'll give you half a point.
I don't need it.
Yeah, you do need it.
I don't need half a point.
You're in the dust right now.
Guys, look, if you're willing to put that out there, if you book an interview, and even if I ask the best question, then your points can be taken.
Yeah,
this is crazy.
You have to accept it.
It's the part of the interview voice that I love is that we're upping our game. I've never seen the Goldbergs ever. Mm-hmm. I never saw
Reno
911.
It's going to be your favorite show.
And so now, mm-hmm. I was excited to get to just talk to a human being that was hilarious in Bridesmaids, but mm-hmm. I don't really truly know her, so I had to do some research.
Right.
And thus asking questions that no one's ever asked during her entire career.
Research?
I just, you know. Oh. No probs. Yeah.
Research is important.
I researched for years and moments.
Here's
and
the problem, though, because down the road, you know, could be a year from now, you're gonna be on Wikipedia and you're gonna ask a question, and guess what? That celebrity's gonna say, that's not true. Yeah. Where did you get those facts from?
Well,
Wikipedia?
It's not a fact. That's why I immediately cited the source and said, you know, just the greatest site in the planet. But there were multiple sources, multiple places that talked about her Baptist upbringing.
So that was a great question.
I was very
really
curious
was.
Why, because a lot of times, you know, we grew up in the church, mm-hmm. and we all had our prodigal son story. Some of us have had multiple prodigal son stories.
Right. Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's We've true. Had those moments where we just fall away, those times where we put our faith in ourselves, or maybe as we were talking earlier, Lindsay, it's in our job, our identity's wrapped up in, it could be a relationship, anything else. And when that falls apart, then we're like, screw this, I'm out. And we fall off. And mm-hmm. so it's very interesting to see how your upbringing, if you will, or
totally.
How your faith truly carries you through. So
the most fascinating thing about it for me was she's not actually a mom.
Yeah,
that was crazy.
That
because
was nuts.
She plays the like quintessential mother.
That shows amazing? Just how just shows, great of an actor she is.
Yeah,
amen.
That is just she's very talented.
I feel like it's a solid family
Instantly
show.
Instantly a huge
the
fan,
show is
so.
Always focused on bringing that family back together.
Right.
And I think it's a good thing.
And a lot of us can relate to it because we grew up in the 80s.
But it's also a real world show. So if you're...
Oh, gosh.
Sorry.
Yeah. So 3 out of 4 of us in here grew up in the 80s.
I'm going to teach you what a landline phone is later.
Yeah,
bring
no
it
kidding.
Back.
We're going to talk about what life was like before the internet was invented. Yeah.
It's kind of like if you had a real life version of Full House or something.
Or you know? What? You know what I kind of compare it to? Roseanne. A little bit.
Totally.
I hate that show.
Watch
you didn't like Roseanne?
Oh,
my
it's
gosh.
A little. It's what? It's hard. It's hard to love that
I
show.
I loved that show.
Thank you.
They're rough in so that show. They're rough.
Nah, too much. I grew up in the South, and too much of it was just turn around and look in the living room.
Yeah.
We have Lindsay here. Another local celebrity that I booked on the show.
You just have to. Just, so, it's okay.
Lindsay used to be on a morning show called Double J in the Morning.
Yep.
And it was, you know, they were recently let go. What was it? Just a couple of months? Oh, it was about a month ago?
December.
Beginning
of December, yeah.
And
fresh.
Right before Christmas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's tough. And, you know, our situation's a little bit different because at least when I got fired, I still got paid for 6 months.
Oh, yeah.
I can't imagine what it'd be like to get fired and not have a paycheck coming in.
Mm-hmm.
And there's so
hard.
Many people out there that have to go through that are going through that right now. And gosh, that had to have been tough.
Yeah, it's like a whole different world, honestly. Like, I never thought I'd have to relate to that.
Mm-hmm.
And when I did, it was a roller coaster of emotions for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it made me realize I need to start saving money.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah. No more eating out and doing stupid stuff like that. Yeah.
You got to be prepared when it starts to rain. You know, you need to have that.
That's why
you
just gotta get a YouTube video so when it rains, in turn, you just grab some hilarity and make it rain. All them dollar bills coming in from your... Thank you, Lindsay. Thank you.
Such a charity. I don't know if she's being real or...
No, that's real, man.
It's like, what the heck?
Yeah. No. Guys, think about it for a minute. You'll get it.
I don't know
about that one.
Yeah.
Like, I tried to do a Periscope thing after. It was called The Unemployment Days of Lindsay, and it didn't really kick off.
Nice. Well, you know, at least you tried something.
You did.
You know? I mean,
see, you went for it.
I was like, day one, just got out of bed, guys. Gonna make some coffee out of a filter because I don't have a coffee machine. Should have bought one when I had a job. Like, it was sad. It was real sad.
See, the depths we go. You're just trying to make it rain.
Sadly,
it was just a light sprinkle.
That's awesome.
Definitely.
All right, we have tickets to Rockin' Worship Roadshow.
Dude, we got a 4-pack VIP, yo.
And here's how it's going to work in the 9 o'clock hour. We've had such a busy show.
We really have.
But in the 9 o'clock hour, we're going to open up the phones, and we're going to let you guys do a promo for the morning show.
Yes.
You guys get to call in. You can say whatever you want about one of us, all of us, the show.
Sound effects are definitely
sure, whatever.
Extra points.
We'll give you like 20 seconds or less to say whatever you want about the morning show. And if we feel like, you know, it's really, really good,
yeah,
then we're going to you're going to be in the running.
Best radio promo wins.
Yep. Okay. You're going to be in the running to win those VIP tickets to the Rock and Worship Road Show, which is in Las Cruces on Friday night.
Heck yeah.
We're going to be there doing the morning
road
show.
Road trip!
And we'll be at the show announcing the bands, and, you know, it'll be great. We'll be waving to you backstage.
Booyah.
Like, we're backstage.
We're backstage.
You're not.
Okay.
What's up, everybody?
I will not doing that. I'm going to be out among the people because I'm not interested in bigging builder walls. Yeah.
So deep, dude. So deep.
What was that?
That was deep.
That was good. You know.
Yep.
All right. Can you hang out, Lindsay, or do you got to go?
Yeah, Def.
All right.
Most Def.
Most Def. I love Most Def.
We're not booking him.
He was great on Dexter.
All right, it's the Morning Invasion. Hang out with us.
Stay tuned. The Morning Invasion is coming back. The Morning Invasion with Dex, Steve-O, and Tao on Star 88.
It's a war zone. There are explosions. There are bombs going off. I can't even describe it.
Gosh, I'm going to book her one of these days, and then you're toast, Steve-O.
I will concede. I will concede if you get Taco Bell Lady. In studio.
Oh.
Awesome.
It's going to happen. Good morning, everybody. Oh, I have to say this. Please, star me. If you could write this down and pray for my friend Matt Aguilar. He is having a kidney transplant today. Matt Aguilar, if you guys could pray for him, that would be amazing. I told him I'd get the Starmy to pray for him because he was a little nervous getting that kidney transplant today. You're going to do good, buddy. 905.
High today of 75 degrees.
I feel like we should probably do some traffic.
Probably so.
See what's happening.
It was a big mess this morning. No accidents to report right now, and it looks like things are moving along swimmingly, so be careful and pay attention to what you're doing. There is an accident, I-25 Frontage Road North at Comanche, that happened about 40 minutes ago. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic!
Thank you, Tao.
You're welcome.
338-3700. Lindsay's here.
Hey, guys.
Lindsay is from Double J in the Morning. Former.
I don't like that word.
I know.
It's so rough.
But you know what? You're speaking to so many people this morning, and we just got an email from Busy who said, hey, as for losing a job, I got to say I lost mine because the company I worked for had to close. I was 29 and started going back to school. That was also the year my son was born, but he finished his degree last year at 34. Mm. He said, we are never too old or busy to accomplish our goals. We just need to be determined and trust that God will strengthen us to do all for his glory.
Yeah.
It's so
boom.
True, though.
You're empowering people with your story.
I'm glad. I really am.
Just saying. People are stoked. Speaking of people stoked, Omar just sent us an email.
My boy Omar?
First of all, he said he was watching the live stream, and it's kind of weird that you guys have your backs to the guests. I will say.
I know.
Oh, where
I
will is say, the camera?
I'm like this, so I don't have my back. I'm
where
just
is
like,
it?
We're like.
One here, and then we got one here.
Yeah.
Oh, so awkward.
He did say he's really digging watching the show, you. Though. He didn't think That's the chemistry so that the three of us, or the three that you had on the Morning Edge, would ever be matched. But we have far surpassed that.
Oh, thanks, Omar.
He said he would actually feel more comfortable calling into this show than the Morning Edge. He's really glad to have a morning show that he can listen to in the morning, even though he was raised Catholic.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. I got to work out with Omar a couple times, and good guy.
Yeah?
Good guy. Miss you, Omar. Need you at CrossFit, buddy. He said he was going to come and check it out.
Really? Yeah,
come check it out, Omar. You'll like it.
Yeah.
We'll be there today.
Speaking of that.
Yeah.
Speaking of this, and the whole identity thing.
Yeah.
I was talking to a friend recently, and I realized that I have learned something at the gym, which is weird because it applies metaphysically to the rest of life. Okay, so, and you guys can relate to this now. I don't know what you do at the gym. I don't know if you just
I don't really
sit there.
Go to the gym.
Do you just sit
well,
there
I mean,
on
like
your
when
phone?
I say work out, I mean I like do this like 10-minute walk thing.
I do it. It's a power walk.
Like, I go check the mail. It's a power walk. I'm gonna go work out
over at Coronado.
They got
two levels.
Right, yeah.
Two levels at Coronado. I do those.
Thanks for making me say that. Yeah.
Yeah. Nice sure. I'm glad they got those escalators.
I mean, the stairs in my apartment are great.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
But anyway, so you're at the gym we go to, the Desert Forge place. You're presented with a workout.
Mm-hmm.
And so the hard work is just right there in front of you.
Mm-hmm.
And I was thinking about how easy it is to just get distracted. It's like the whole time, because a lot of the workouts are timed.
Right.
The whole time you just want to, you want something to distract you. So a lot of times, as we're all prone to do, you start looking at other people. And you're like, how are they doing?
Mm.
Man, they're lifting way more weight than I am. Or, yeah. Holy crap, what round are they on?
Right.
They're on so, and this has been my struggle the whole time I've been doing it. It's just constantly looking at other people to see where they are.
Right.
But I realize at the heart of it, all I'm doing is distracting myself from what I need to be doing.
Right. Oh, wow.
So it's right there in front of me. And then I think it was at some point I just realized the only way that I'm going to get through this is if I don't focus at all on what anyone else is doing and just do it.
Yeah. It's true.
And then
yeah.
And the cool thing is it pays off, because the more that you do that, the more that you focus on what's in front of you, the stronger you get, the faster you get, to where eventually you're not even worried about what anybody else is doing, and you look around and you're done before anyone else, which is neither here nor there. But apply that to your life, because I have a friend that is trying to get into a lot of music industry stuff, like production work and all that, and he's been working so hard and doing it for so long, but he just sees all these other people just snap up new opportunities, and they suck at it. They can't sing. Yep. They can't write. They're terrible producers, but then they get like a deal. You know?
Right.
Yeah. And he gets so discouraged. He's like, I don't know. I'm just close to giving up.
Yeah.
You know, and that's a hard, but then I thought about it, and that's when this whole gym illustration popped
up.
I
love
that. Because it's true.
Mm-hmm.
If you focus on what you've been given in front of you and you do that to the best of your ability to complete it, then you're not going to be comparing yourself to anybody else.
Yeah.
Right. And a whole new door is going to be open for
totally.
You too. Yep. Yeah.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. You'll look up and something else will be waiting.
Right.
It'll be ready. And so that's exactly how life works.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's how God works in our lives, if we would just quit comparing ourselves. So that's what I wanted to talk to you about, is your identity is not just Lindsay from Double J in the Morning.
Yeah. Right.
You know,
right.
Like your identity is you. And this is just your thing that you've been given that you have to work through. It sucks.
Yeah, definitely.
But it always sucks.
Right.
You know, like the weights at the gym suck.
Yeah.
But when you're done.
I mean, that's why I don't work out, but.
Right. I get it. The escalator at Coronado.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There
sucks.
You go. Yeah.
But the thing is, if you work through that, you get stronger, you get faster, and you get finished with the task.
Yeah.
This is just something else that's been put in front of you.
Right, it's just a piece of my life.
It is. It's not your whole identity.
And you know,
you're
it's
not
really
like
hard, too, because if there's anybody that's going through it right now, these words are just words. Like, it's just crashing to them. Like, they don't know how to take it. You know what I mean? Because if I would have heard this the first day I got fired, I'd have been like, whatever. You know,
because
it sucks, and you know you're down, and you're at your lowest point.
Totally.
But you give it a month. Give it a couple days, even. Like, some people, you know, turn around really quick and get that positive thing going.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you just have to really wait it out, and you have to pray, and you have to know that there's going to be something better. I'm still there. I'm still hoping, you know, there will be something that I will love again, you know, and it might not even be radio, you know, it might not. So, I just got to stay open, and I got to stay positive. And you're right. That whole gym thing, it totally relates.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
How would you ever learn anything like that at a CrossFit
gym?
Right?
Dude, well, that's
so
it.
Cool.
God's constantly working in our lives. It doesn't matter, but we have to be open and receptive, and you know, if you weren't open to what God was trying to show you, Teo, then you would have missed it. I mean, it goes directly back to your analogy. Like I was mentioning this article earlier in Relevant Magazine. I tweeted it yesterday,
so cool.
At Steve O'Jeets. But it was talking about shame, because we as Christians are called to care for others. We need to go. We need to be out in the community. We should be helping others. Mm-hmm. But we become paralyzed by the crap in our lives. And as we talk about focusing on certain things, shame, according to what this article says, is shame tells us falsely that we got to completely fix ourselves right now before we can focus on serving others, before we can help others. Oh, man, but you don't know. I have this sin in my life. Oh, I'm dealing with this. I'm battling this. I'm struggling this. And that's why a lot of people don't come to church. That's why a lot of people don't step up in their faith. Why a lot of people don't think they're worthy, because they got to fix everything before they can step foot in a church or come to Jesus, because, you know, I smoke, or I'm a drinker, or I'm sleeping with my girlfriend, I'm this and that. And all of these things will be addressed at some point as you progress in your faith. However, it shouldn't stop us and hinder us from approaching the cross, because the shame says, hey, you got to fix yourself. You got to get better, and you're internally focused, just kind of like the gym. You're focused on your shortcomings, and you're not helping anyone else. Shame tells us you got to get better. You got to get your act together completely before you can help the poor, before you can help the lonely, before you can help the oppressed and the marginalized. You've got to fix you. Mm. And when we're so saturated with that in our culture that it's like, be the best you now, you're staring directly at yourself. And you're not doing anything to help anyone around you.
Right.
And so, yeah, we got to remove the shame and the paralysis and be able to take these steps forward and these leaps of faith, if you will.
338-3700. We have the phone lines wide open. We want to open up the phones. If you want to call in, talk to Lindsay. We got Lindsay here. She's been off the air now for a little bit. She's dealing with, you know, that absent, you know,
aftermath.
You've been struggling with it, which is totally normal.
Yeah.
I dealt with it as well. It took me 3.5-4 months to get over people, because when you get fired, people are always coming up to you and saying, you know, they're trying to be positive and they're trying to encourage you, and you know, and God, you know, shuts one door, he opens another, and then you go, you know what, I don't want to hear that right now.
It's the worst.
It is. Because you feel like no one can relate.
Right.
Yeah.
And it's great. I love that people want to encourage you but at the same time, you know, you have to go through it, you know. It can be a dark place that you have to work out. And I think that's where you find out, you know, where's my relationship with God right now? You know, man, it's been kind of absent. Mm-hmm. I haven't really spent a lot of time with my Savior, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I've really put my heart and soul into this radio gig and kind of put God to the side. And that was me for a lot of years.
Definitely can relate to that. Yeah.
Yeah. So it took a lot of faith and trust over the 6 months I got fired, and God waited till the last minute. You know, that I didn't have a job until, you know, I had 2 weeks left of my last paycheck, and I was going, okay, God, I don't know what to do. What are you going to do? And then all of a sudden, boom, this opened up. And it just was amazing because, you know, I didn't have to stress. I didn't have to, you know, have anxiety. It was for nothing. It was just this false fear that I had for 6 months, and God had my back the entire time.
Right. Isn't it funny how after it all passes, you realize, like, what was I worrying about? What was that?
Exactly.
Yeah.
338-3700. We also have tickets to the Rock and Worship Roadshow, which is in Las Cruces.
Yep.
And we're doing, if you want to do a promo for the show and you want to be fun and creative and whatever, you can do that. You can talk to Lindsay as well. We want to give her some radio time. You know?
Get deep.
Thank you so much. I love
it. Hey, I want to be serious for a second. Holding. I want to be very serious for a second. You know, earlier I hearkened to someone who could relate to your situation, Lindsay, and his name was the great Sly Stallone.
Mm.
Again with the Rocky?
So I wanted to give you some more encouragement.
What?
Like, I feel like you're shaming his name right now, because I love Rocky, so...
No, this is real.
Let's not bash Rocky.
This is real, all right?
Here we go.
Keeping it going.
Oh.
The one, the only, Jodie Sweetin. You know, she had a career. She had a show. It was called Full House.
Loved Full
She
House.
Was the middle child.
Yeah. Oh, that's me. I could
She was neglected. The show ended. She succumbed to a life of drugs and rock and roll.
She got hooked on meth.
Dude, did she really?
Crazy story.
Yeah, she had a nutso story.
Because that was her identity was wrapped up on Full House. Mm-hmm. Listen. She turned it around, and just this morning on Good Morning America, they announced Jody Sweetin, will be on the next season of Dancing with the Stars.
Woo! Oh, wow. What a comeback story.
It is never too late for you. She is currently on Fuller House, Dancing with the Stars, where they all go when they're looking for the seventh chance.
Okay. Hey, it paid off for Candace Cameron Bure.
Preach it.
Yeah. She got Fuller House.
I'm just saying, guys. Hey, I'm trying to give her advice about, like, you know, growing and doing things. You guys keep squashing it.
Speaking of middle day or middle child syndrome,
Jody Sweetin. Mm-hmm.
That, did you know that there was a middle child day like 2 days ago and no one noticed because, of course, only the middle children.
I feel like my
the
sister
oldest.
Might have noticed.
Yeah, I'm the oldest. I wouldn't know anything about that.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, man.
Hey, I just wanted to call about what Steve was saying earlier about how we feel like we have to fix ourselves before we can do anything. And I was just thinking about Joseph, and when he was in the Old Testament, when he was going through his trial, obviously before he became Pharaoh's right-hand man, he's in prison, and he's in his dry season, and yet he still used his gift to help two other prisoners. Mm. I think that, you know, God, if he's always looking through our process, we can help other people through their process.
Yeah.
And so, anyway.
I love that, man.
Dude,
thank you so much.
It. Yeah.
Good stuff, man.
Yeah.
338-3700. Hello.
What's up, guys?
What up?
Pool boy.
Yeah?
This is the reason why you guys are great.
Why? Fuller House?
Just because of the segment about the whole, gym, the whole illustration, the whole have somebody on who's going through a real-life struggle. Yeah. And just having transparency and being honest, you know what I mean? And just, you guys are like Christianity Unplugged.
Yeah.
The acoustic version.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? You guys are just, I have pretty good discernment, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And you kind of know when, it's hard over the phone, you know, because you really got to look into people's eyes.
Oh, gotcha.
Right here, buddy.
You got to stare into their soul.
Forgot there's cameras. Look
come
at
Friday.
No, but, there's
just
nothing, but I don't see anything that is not sincere that comes out of your guys' mouth. And Dex coming over was a great addition. I mean,
thanks,
I love
buddy.
His sound bites. His little. He's putting things in order. It was a little chaotic with just Mateo and Steve-O.
Well, you know, Steve-O's kind of a chaotic type of guy.
Well, like I said, you know, it's like Christianity Unplugged, man. You guys are just raw. You guys are real.
Thanks,
you guys
buddy.
You guys don't try to coat anything, man. That's why I listen to you guys every morning. You guys are like my church. You know what I mean?
Oh, don't say that.
No, because I wouldn't want to know people any other way. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's sweet.
Thanks, man.
That's sweet.
So thank
cool,
you
man.
So much.
But yeah, you guys rock, and homegirl, you'll be all right.
Thanks, homeboy.
Do you want to be in the running for these VIP tickets, man?
It's up to you guys, but this is the reason why you guys are awesome.
This was an awesome phone call, and you're in the running, so we know your number, or we got your email or whatever, so we'll definitely get back to you.
That was good. That's funny, because it was sincere and it was real, and it didn't mean to be a promo, but it was actually a real promo.
That was the best promo.
I'll give you that. All right, homeboy.
Love it.
All right, man. Love you guys.
Love you too, bro.
338-3700. You know, this is an hour we want to open up to you guys. You want to call and talk about the show, things we've done on the show. We do have the VIP tickets to the Rock and Worship Road Show to give away. So, person that comes up with the best call this hour is going to be, in the running to win those tickets. And Lindsay's here. Lindsay just lost her job, in December. And
talking about my struggle,
ding,
that is real.
Just cut her a little heart. Right
you know, and is there anything you want to talk about this hour, Lindsay? Is there anything that you want to do? Is there,
I mean, we don't want to spring anything on you.
I'm on the spot.
You want to,
I think of something creative, I like to have fun,
Yeah.
Are you having fun?
So I'm having a lot of fun.
Okay,
and here's the thing, you just brought up something incredible, because as we talk about our focus, that's it right there. If you're sulking, you're like, hey, Linz, I know you just lost your job and life really blows.
Right.
Is there anything you want to focus on this hour?
Did I say that?
Everything in your life sucking.
That's not what I said.
Would you like to talk about how much
your
life
sucks? Is that what I said?
Sucks?
I did not say it that way at all.
No, and Lindsay's like, but I just want to... I don't play a game, guys.
Here's the problem. Usually this segment, people talk about deeply personal issues.
Amen. Right.
You kind of walked into it.
I walked into it.
You walked into the,
it's okay.
The deeply personal
that's all
issues
right.
Hour.
I want to be able to bring people out of their darkness. So, yeah. I mean, that's good, too. I could do it. But I'm like the person who laughs at herself. So I'm like that Ninja. Awkward, like, my life sucks. Like,
my life sucks.
But I think that helps you, though. You look at your life and you laugh at it because everything is just a joke. I'm just kidding.
And that's a good way to look jokes at, you know, the, those road bumps, you know, that come your way.
Man.
Good morning. Waiting.
That's funny.
Hello.
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 Hello, hi. Caller. Hello.
Heyo.
Is it me?
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Oh, sweet. What's going on, guys?
What up?
What up? This is Pablo.
Hey, Pablo.
I call in from time to time.
Right on,
I
man.
Just kind of wanted to chime in with what she's kind of going through. Right before you, Dex, came back to radio on this show, Steve and Teo, I was talking to them. I called in on the Shock Therapy Live, and I was a guy in the band and just trying to,
oh yeah,
you know, figure out where I was going, you know, and respect their music, and you know, Teo really helped me, you know, understand, like, you know, I can still do my art, and I don't have to, like, I was turning into that Christian, like, just taking it way too extreme and coming off like a jerk, and like I'm better than everybody, and it wasn't my intention, but that's the way I seemed, you know. And you know, we really have to kind of focus on the positive and people around us, because now everything in my life is kind of the same, and I'm not in the band. I've given it up and focused on my family, and now I'm engaged, and like everything's going well, and I'm not focusing on those different, you know, things that I was in that band. I was like Lindsay's talking about, that's who I was.
Yeah.
You know, right. I was tied to that, and I'm like, all right, well, now that I'm not doing that and I gave it up, who am I, you know? And with you guys' help, with, you know, truly just letting God, like, work through you guys, that's how I see life now. It's just like, he uses his creation. Like, he's not going to just, like I said before, he's not, like, going to just come out of the sky. You know, yeah, we have those parables in the Bible, but he's not going to just, you know, yell at you from the sky and say, hey, you're doing this wrong, you know, or you need help with this. So it's,
God
it's
uses
really
the fools of the world, I tell you.
Dude, yeah, preach it.
Like I said, everything's the same, but my perspective is different. I'm sorry.
That's cool. Yeah, man.
No,
I love
you're
that.
Right. Yeah, like everyone has that niche, like whether it be something like this or, you know, a band, everyone has a niche. And then once, you know, they get brought down from their high horse a little bit when something goes wrong, I mean, it's very hard. But you know what? At the end of it, you have to find your happiness. And once you're happy, you'll know the choice that you made or the choice that happened to you. You know, everything happens for a reason. And it all matters at the end of the day. Are you happy?
That's good. Good morning.
Hey, it's Rude Dog again.
Rude Dog!
Hey, it's two-a-days today.
Hey, you know what?
Look out for that.
I love it.
Hey, I just wanted to talk about the identity thing, and the way I look at it is truly the only person that can take your identity away is you. And you got to remember that. If you're truly who you are, you keep going, and no matter what anyone says, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter, because you be you.
You do you, boo-boo.
You know, did you see that? Did you see the movie Creed, Rude Dog? Did you see that yet?
Don't you ruin this for me.
Creed?
Yeah.
Oh, I haven't seen it.
Seen it yet.
Oh, yeah, I got to see Creed because I'm a Rocky fan. And that last Rocky 6, where he's old, I literally cried through most of that movie.
Dude. Oh, you wait. Yeah. You wait. I cried through Creed.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Well, you wait. Remember to bring Kleenex when I go to see it.
He's talking about the movie, not human clay.
Well, I just hear
all right, I'll bring you guys get back to it. Peace.
Thanks, bud.
Yeah, but there's a part in Creed that, you know, Rude Dog. It
with
like,
arms wide open.
Is it sad?
Stop it right now. It's sad. Good morning.
Seems my life.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey.
Turn that radio down.
You know the words. Sing with me, girl. Sing with me.
Okay.
With arms wide open.
Oh, I'm taking my headphones out. That's bad.
You're not singing with me.
Why I tried. I I'm sorry. I tried.
Well, go ahead, caller.
I was hoping the caller would sing with me.
Go ahead.
I'm not sure if I'm alive or not.
Yep, you're live.
Definitely no, you're definitely live.
You're live.
We couldn't fake singing Creed, girl. We couldn't fake it.
Oh, this is creepy. I just wanted to call in and let you guys know that, well, story time. My husband loves your show. He listens to a podcast, and he was sick for, like, 2 days in bed. Started listening to you guys for, like, 6 hours straight. Seriously, I was just like that. And all I could hear was, like, laughing, coughing, and then, oh, my chest hurts. So, yeah, you guys are great.
Hey, thank you. I thought it sounded like you were afflicted, so I didn't know if that was a good
or
thing
or
a bad
your
thing.
Husband was going to have a heart attack because right, his like, chest was hurting. Because I thought you were going to say we gave him a heart attack and now he's in the hospital.
But
because
we're
he,
glad that it was like, it was laughing.
So good. Yeah.
Glad about
like,
that.
He's in the hospital, but you guys are so good.
Is he all right? Is he okay?
I don't know.
Are you there?
Are you there? We lose you?
Hello?
Yeah. No, I'm here. Oh. I'm here. Sorry. I'm listening to you guys and listening on the radio, so I'm like all over the place.
You can't do that. Turn your radio there's down. A delay, so
you're
you can't
like
do
freaking
that.
Yourself out.
Is your, did you say husband or boyfriend?
Anyway, so.
Okay.
You're not
listening. Okay. Thank awesome. You. Thank
thanks
you so much.
Thanks for the call.
Okay.
Hang up.
Okay. You can't listen to both people. Focus on the phone.
Yeah, there's a delay, so it's going to be very confusing. 338-3700. You guys get to call in. You can you say whatever you want. You got you need some advice. Maybe you want to do a promo for the show. We have those VIP tickets.
Yeah, four pack, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Brah.
Good morning. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
It's you.
Hey guys, I was calling with a promo, but then I hear all these like heart wrenching how you saved people's lives. Kind
of thing. No, dude.
You saved a guy from a heart attack.
Don't you short us on a promo, bro? You go. Right. I want sound effects. I want Creed. I want fireworks.
I got none of that. I've got none of that.
Some
so
My Chemical Romance, maybe.
Okay.
No. You could add that later though, if you love it. So.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Ready?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Are you awake way too early? Do you hate your job? Are you still running after your kids trying to ship them off to school? Mm. Well, that sucks. You know what doesn't suck? The morning invasion. Steve-O brings the controversy and the jokes. Teo makes them funny and stands for women's rights.
Boom.
And Dex tries to make what those two say appropriate for radio while also winning at booking the best interviews.
Yeah.
The morning invasion is better than therapy.
Okay.
Yeah! That was a good one.
Wow.
I think she should win.
I mean.
Wow.
Man alive.
Yeah. Yep. That was brilliant.
That was great.
Yay! Okay,
good
I was like, I'm trying too hard to be funny, and these people are like crying on the radio. So that sucks.
People are like, "You literally saved my life." We're like, "No, bro, that was hilarious. That one wins.
That was great."
That's
all
good.
Right, you know, can you hold on the phone? We'll get somebody to get your information.
Yeah, hang on.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay,
thanks,
hold on.
Guys.
Maybe one of you could go over there.
Yeah, I was going to say, I can.
You got it?
Is that?
Sorry. We need a producer, Daniel. Daniel.
Doug.
Doug! Man, that's going to be hard to top.
I miss Doug.
That was a
that
great
was
promo.
That was a good one. That was like a lot of thought and effort into
yeah,
that one.
I loved that. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. It's Rhett. How you doing?
Hey, Rhett.
Rhett.
So I just wanted to say, first and foremost, my wife and I actually wound up at the CrossFit gym yesterday.
Hey!
You did?
Got a chance to see Teo over there.
I saw
you there.
Yeah, we were both there. Rhett,
where were you at?
Dex and his lovely wife also.
Wait a second, Rhett. Where were you?
They were out in the lobby checking it out.
Why didn't you say hi?
Well, we were going to, but we were too busy talking to Captain America.
Yeah,
okay.
America.
Gotcha.
That's funny.
Man, I would have loved to have met you in person.
Well, you very well may get the chance. My wife and I are going to be traveling mostly through the month of March, but we're going to be we're probably going to be checking it out in April. So,
I'm glad you're there.
You guys are going hardcore. We'll see you there.
Yeah,
that's right,
dude. My bad. I didn't even. I looked over and I was like, "Where do I know them from?" But I totally.
Yeah.
And then we started doing the exercise, and I just spaced it.
Mm.
Yeah. Yep. No. That's totally fine. Listen, I kind of wanted to be able to sort of speak a little bit to Lindsay's issue there.
Please do, yeah.
You know, I moved out here from New Hampshire in 2009, and the as of now, I've actually been unemployed for between 4 and 5 years, not for lack of trying to find work, but just nothing actually holding or sticking or you know, being able to actually find something that I can do. But with that being said, I'm not bringing you down. What I'm saying is, in all that time, I met my wife, I married my wife, and the Lord has provided constantly, regardless of what, you know, circumstances in the world say I should be looking at. So the point is that as long as you're keeping your eyes on Him, and as long as you're walking according to what He wants you to do, you're going to find the provision. You're going to find everything that you need. It's just going to happen. He'll take care of everything.
Mm-hmm. That's good, so stuff, right. Reds.
Yeah, thank
Thanks,
you.
Man.
Thank you.
It's awesome, dude. Right, so we'll be seeing you real soon.
Yeah.
And I would try out for your VIP tickets, but the problem is that Friday night, wife and I are having to pretty much take care of all the last minute arrangements and packing before we leave out on Saturday. No worries,
so. All right. Well, y'all be careful.
All right, man. We'll see you, Rhett.
Later.
All right. Take care.
What I missed.
New Rhett's came to the gym yesterday with his wife. I knew I recognized him. They were in the lobby. Oh. But then we started the workout, and I was like, who is that? But then totally, like, I said, we spaced it. But yeah, they're going to start. They're going to join us starting in April, Steve-O.
Good morning.
Good morning. This is Daniel. I emailed about 7 o'clock hour about the tickets, and I heard that I had to call in and do a silly promo for you guys. So I'm ready.
All right.
Oh, here we go.
All right, here we go. Dun, 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 dun. Who's got the touch? Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah. He
Who's
wins.
Got the power? Yeah.
There it is.
Yeah. Steve-O and Tao with the morning invasion, transforming your life with the power of Christ. Yeah!
What about me?
He said Dex first, dumb. Were you
Dex,
not listening?
Tebow,
no. He said Dex. Wait. Your name is always first, remember?
I didn't hear
the
you.
Most famous one in here.
Correction, it's me.
He even said transforming your lives. All right, that's good. From Transformers.
The
movie.
Phone was a little muffled.
The sound effects are great. The music was great.
Yeah,
that was awesome, buddy.
Gosh.
Good
Thank
stuff.
You.
I don't know.
Daniel, we got your information, so you're in the running. I don't know. It's
tough. It's a tough one.
Guys, he included the touch by Stan Bush.
As well, so I just. Oh,
I
man.
Mean, the
well,
song
just
is
think
so
about
epic.
My children if I don't get it.
Oh, okay. Man. All right. So you live here in Albuquerque, or are you going to be down in Las Cruces?
Nah, man, I live in Las Cruces, baby.
Oh, okay. All
right, buddy.
All
right. We'll let you know if you win, all right?
Yeah. Thanks, Daniel.
We'll let you know.
Good stuff. We got the Rock and Worship Road Show in Las Cruces on Friday. We'll be doing the morning show on Friday morning in Las Cruces. We're also asking you guys to gather up some toiletries.
Yep, totally.
We need a bunch of that stuff.
Yeah, dude, because we don't know where we're staying yet, so we need toilet paper.
No.
Talk about
that.
Oh, it's for the Bear Foundation.
Yeah,
That's right. They're asking for shampoo, conditioner.
The Bears.
Yes, we need some help. In that regard, so we're hoping you guys come through and then bring some toiletries for some people in dire need of said stuff. We'll be out there broadcasting live. We're going to be hanging out the entire show, 6 to 10, at, I always want to say the BSU, basically.
That's what it was when I was in college.
Like, growing up.
It's the campus ministry, Baptist campus
down in
ministry.
Las Cruces at NMSU.
They've been super cool to let us set up. I think we're setting up like on the patio or whatever, so we're going to get to...
We're going to have the Chick-fil-A cow out there giving away some free Chick-fil-A.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We're going to have some general admission tickets as well to give away, so if you guys want to come see us...
Yeah,
it's going to be good.
Can't wait to hang out. 338-3700. We got a couple lines open this hour. You can call in. You can be serious. You can do a promo for the show if you'd like. So far, the past couple promos have been great.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
They've been doing really good with those.
Dude, man, yeah.
They're all good.
Whatever. You want to say something good about the show. You want to
tell a joke like, hey, did you guys hear the one about the German sailor who was mummified at sea?
No.
It's because it's not a joke.
Yeah, it's actually, don't hit the rim shot for this one. Okay, there really was a German guy.
Do it, Dex.
Who was mummified at sea.
What?
Yeah. Listen. Body of a mummified German sailor was discovered in a yacht drifting in the sea off the Philippines last Friday. He had been identified by authorities as Manfred Bacharach. He's a 59-year-old German national. He was out at sea, drifting away after his divorce. He was sad, and he took it to the ocean. He had a passion and a love for marine life. And it looks like dude had a heart attack in his cabin. Boom, right there. And because of the saltwater air, it mummified him. So he's been gone for a very, 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 very long time. But the sea preserved his body.
Oh,
so
my... Is that him right there?
Yeah. Wait, yeah, where? That. All that.
Isn't that ridiculous? Oh.
That's actually a real human.
How long was he out at sea?
They still don't have all of the facts straight, but he was on a 40-foot-long yacht. He was a sailor for the last 20 years. And they found him traveling around. His wife passed away from cancer 2 years ago. He wrote a memorial to her, posted it on a German web forum, and then he took to the ocean, my friends. And they believe that he may have had a heart attack out in the sea. And yeah, dude, mummified his body.
Wow. That's
crazy. Preserved it, so he's just been floating in the ocean for, could be years.
Well, wow. That means that there could be tons of people like that, right?
Well, yeah.
Maybe.
The How many yachts big? Are just floating
I mean, there's
around
all kinds
the
of
ocean.
Yachts everywhere.
Dude, he's on a it's boat. True.
Hey. I'm on a boat.
No!
Stop.
I don't know. That's all I know.
Stop. Dead guy.
That's actually all
Unreal.
I know, too.
Just singing about this
yeah,
dead
that's
guy.
That's all I know.
It
just
sounded
a boat.
Like the start of a joke, though. DJ Bossman Dan, he does middays. He came to me yesterday and he goes, dude, did you hear the one about the German sailor who was mummified at sea? And I was like, waiting, thinking in my brain, like, what's the punchline going to be? What is it like? I got nothing. And then he goes, no, seriously, there's a story here. Yeah.
It's all in Daniel's phrasing.
Yeah, yeah.
He phrases it like it's a joke, and then yeah. he just keeps looking at you, and you're like, and he's like, no, it's an actual news story.
Yeah, it really is.
What?
Yeah.
Like, what?
Mummified at sea.
We have Lindsay hanging out with us this morning. She was on Double J in the Morning for a couple years. Very yep. successful morning show.
Doo-doom.
I so thought it was so. Great. Great radio.
Thanks, Dex.
And I've listened to a lot of radio shows over the years, and you guys were top notch.
Thanks. That's good to hear, because, you know, you never know.
Well, yeah, you
just gotta wing it. Yeah.
Yeah, you never know.
Yeah.
You just gotta wing it.
You just gotta wing it. I didn't know what I was doing. Mm-hmm.
Good morning. You there?
Just,
okay.
Hi.
Hello? Just winging it.
Thank you very much.
Just winging it, yeah.
338-3700. Good morning.
Hey guys, it's Rhett again. Hey. I was just told that I needed to go ahead and give it a shot anyway. And if you liked it, have you give the tickets to Pool Boy?
All right. Here we go.
All right. In a world where morning shows are a dime a dozen, where nothing stands out and radio shows are completely and utterly without merit. Mm-hmm. One show stands above them all because it is hosted by people not of this world.
Dex
and the Morning Invasion, featuring Mateo and, well, Steve-O too.
Oh, no.
Have a wonderful, wonderful day, guys.
Thanks, Rhett.
You Jesus juked that, man. You Jesus juked that.
I feel good. I feel good about being second in line.
Oh, man. Yeah.
All right. Thanks, Rhett.
Thanks, Rhett.
Take care.
Thanks, man.
Nah, I'm kidding. I'm the new guy here.
Yeah.
I'm the least.
You got back up.
So it's all good.
Yeah. Tao could be making millions of dollars as a salesman somewhere if he wanted to. He definitely has
I just don't want to.
He has that
charm. Why would I want that? That's stupid.
Who wants that?
Why would I want to provide all that money for my wife and child? Idiots.
Good morning.
They're going to learn the hard way.
Good morning.
They're going to earn my love.
You there?
Hi.
Hello?
Hey.
Hey. What's up, buddy?
Hi, is this Morning Invasion?
Yes! Heck yeah, it is!
What's up?
Hi, I was wondering if I could be entered into the race to win the tickets.
Absolutely,
for
buddy.
Rock and Roll Bro Show.
You got it. You going to do
you
a promo?
You got your racing shoes on?
Yeah.
Okay, man, whenever you're ready, you just go for it.
Like, what do you want me to say?
Anything you want.
Anything I want?
Yeah, what do you think of the show? I mean,
I want back Comics Corner.
Yeah!
Okay, we're going to have to let you go.
No, wait. What's your name?
Sean.
Sean, I want to ask you.
I'm from Las Cruces.
Thanks, buddy. I want to ask you a question. Okay, what if Comics Corner became a 5 to 10 minute YouTube show?
Ooh, on our Morning Invasion YouTube channel.
That would be fine.
Would you subscribe to that?
You want to subscribe? Okay.
You got one subscriber.
We got a confirmation. We actually already have like 40 subscribers there.
40 subscribers.
Okay, 45K.
More than your Periscope. I do a
local channel. I've got 85. So
you have 85?
What?
Dang. Good for you, kid.
Good for you, man.
Right.
Good
job, Sean.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling us, buddy.
I feel like that.
All right, see you later.
Okay, we'll see you later.
Bye. Have fun at school.
Hey, man. Kids, attention spans, you got to get one and done. You're
Sean, if you're still listening, come hang out with us. We're going to be broadcasting live Friday morning. We do have general admission tickets to give away because I feel like that wasn't in the running for the promo VIP. However, we will have more tickets to give away.
That was good stuff.
In person.
Mm-hmm. Let's get to some headlines, Tao.
Okay.
Let's do that, and then we'll get back to some phone calls. 338-3700 if you'd like to call in. If you want to do a promo, we got a few people in the running for these VIP tickets to the Rockin' the Worship Road Show.
Mm-hmm.
Newsboy's going to be there.
Lindsay's not going to be there.
Audio Adrenaline. Who else is going
to
be there?
Just wanted you to fill in.
Did you already say Family Force 5?
No.
Family Force 5 is going to be there.
Tons of folks.
It's going to be great, so... you get a chance to win those tickets.
The other day was leap day. And it was the worst day for me and Dex.
It really was.
Yeah, you guys are awesome.
Steve-O had a decent day.
I did. That's why it was off. I was the normal one.
He was having a good day. Everybody was like, man, Steve-O's making a lot of sense.
Yeah.
But anyway, our day was nothing compared to this. Mm. A family in Michigan just welcomed their second leap year child.
Whoa.
Oh, that's weird.
Second kiddo to be born on a leap day.
Wow, what are the chances of that happening?
Well, let me tell you. I don't know. I thought the chances would be there.
Here's a question. I'm seriously asking this, not to like just burst their bubble. Was the child induced? Was it something where they
like a plan thing?
You know what I mean? Because you can plan around it. It's like if it's within a certain time frame, it's like, no, we want this baby now. Let's induce today. Let's induce. No?
Chad and Melissa Croft of Columbus, Michigan welcomed their second daughter, Evelyn Joy, early Monday morning at a hospital in Clinton Township. She arrived 10 days past her February 19th due date. She says, I haven't ever delivered a baby on the same date as an older sibling. It's quite a miracle. This was from the nurse midwife, Maureen, who helped with Evelyn's natural birth. It's not something they tried or planned to do, and she wasn't induced. It was all by chance.
Yeah. Oh,
the couple's other daughter, Eliana Adea, was born on February 29th, 2012, which was the last leap day. I can't believe 2012 was 4 years ago.
That's kind of weird.
Yeah, and I'm sorry that your kids were born on such a horrific day. Awful day.
Another thing.
Cursed day.
They were born within 30 minutes of each other.
Are you kidding?
That's just weird.
That's really weird. And you know what? Antichrist written.
Okay. Oh, my. You were
Stop with the baby.
No, but seriously, how do you celebrate their birthday?
Well, the couple didn't comment on which date the children would celebrate their birthdays during non-leap years. The Guinness World Records listing for the most siblings born on the same day is 5 on February 20th. The odds of that happening are about 1 in 17.8 billion.
Sign of the times.
I would seriously have a birthday party on the last day of February for the older one and then on March 1st for the younger one so that they would each get their own
day. But that's too close. Like, I try to separate them a little more.
Like, that sucks.
I would just not let them have birthdays.
Okay.
I'd be this is your fault for being born on a leap day. Mm-hmm. It's
dumb
a bad idea.
Award.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's bad. That's
I get that
bad
award
idea.
Every day. That's not a good thing.
I don't know. I feel like I take the cake on that one.
Oh, you want to take this from
you the You want to take their birthday awards. Cake literally because they don't have a birthday, so that's good.
Listen to her. Right, oh, my gosh. Right. NFL executives believe that Manning will play for the Rams?
What?
What is going on now? No. He is coming back, guys.
In 2016, this is a report. It's not really pulling up. So, look at this. NFL execs believe Manning will play for the Rams.
Wow.
How old is that dude?
40.
He's 1,000 years old.
He is only 40 years old, guys.
He's so ancient.
40 years old. Here, let's take a look at the ever-trusty Wikipedia.
How old was Brett Favre when he retired?
Brett Favre?
Yeah, how old was he? He had to have been like 50.
I could look that up.
You don't have to.
Oh, man, I'm a liar. Peyton Manning is actually only 39. He'll be 40 on March 24th.
Oh, sorry. So he's good. He's still in the game.
I was off by 22 days.
Yeah, so as remarkable as this sounds, a lot of NFL executives apparently believe that he's going to wind up with the Rams in 2016.
That would be crazy.
That'd be weird.
Yeah, I don't know how I feel about that.
I mean, I'm shocked. Bones have got to be hurting by now, though. Like,
I know.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
We don't either. The former Waldo Tunnel connecting the Golden Gate Bridge to Marin County is now the Robin Williams Tunnel. Robin lived in Marin County and attended the College of Marin. So they named a bridge after him.
Okay.
Because he built bridges to our hearts.
Well, and he lived there, too. He lived in San Francisco.
That's the reason. I thought it was the bridge thing.
Read that, Google smart car or whatever. That's a crazy story.
This has been a bunch of controversy, or at least a lot of controversy surrounding this whole thing. Because
I love
Google.
Controversy.
Yeah, you do. Mm-hmm. Google is admitting that its self-driving car caused an accident for the very first time. They've been really reluctant to ever admit this.
Oh, wow.
Because they've always said somehow it was human error, even though there was no...
There's no human involved.
Yeah, there's nobody driving the car.
They were like, well, it wasn't our car's fault. It was everybody else's fault. Our little robot car was driving along, and then some person rammed into it.
What did the car hit?
Google's autonomous vehicle project hit a bump in the road today. And by bump, we mean bus. The self-driving vehicle was involved in the first accident in which the computer actually was at fault. Happened on Valentine's Day. On the main drag of Mountain View, California, the self-driving Lexus RX 450H belonging to Google turned around some sandbags that were blocking the far right section of the turn lane. The car expected a bus following behind it in the same lane to either slow down or come to a stop. The bus did not, and the Lexus hit the side of the bus at a whopping 2 miles per hour.
Wow. That's pretty fast.
The low-speed accident resulted in no injuries, though it did bruise Google's reputation and their pride because their robot car.
Did they really think that eventually a car is going to hit something?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely.
They admitted some fault while deflecting some blame in a statement about the crash in the monthly report on autonomous driving. Quote, our test driver, who had been watching the bus in the mirror, also expected the bus to stop or slow, and we can imagine the bus driver assumed we were going to just stay put. Unfortunately, all these assumptions led us to the same spot in the lane at the same time. This type of misunderstanding happens between human drivers on the road every day.
Okay.
Jury's out on that. I don't know if we can corroborate that kind of
thing. I mean, how do you swap insurances at that point?
You don't. Robots have no rights.
Okay. Yeah. Right.
And they shouldn't. Here we go, iRobot.
No rights for robots.
Good morning.
Good morning.
What, were you in the bathroom, sir?
How's the bathroom?
No, I'm working like inside of an apartment right now. I'm a maintenance guy.
Oh, right on, buddy.
So I don't even care about if I get the tickets or not, really. I just want to bring some encouragement to you guys. Like, you have no idea. Like, it is such a great thing to be able to turn on my radio and, like, hear Men on Fire. I'm a single dad. I have full custody of my kids. And it would be amazing if more men stepped up to the plate like you guys. Not to bash women or anything. They do it every single day. Mm. But
yeah, that was sweet.
I am super, super excited to hear you guys, like, really just speak life into people.
Thank you so much, man. That's very encouraging because I'll tell you right now, I'm not on fire most of the time.
Well, I mean, like I said, there's not a lot of influence either. There's like men don't show up to the plate most of the time.
Yeah, I get what you're saying. Yeah.
And so you guys are really doing a lot more than what we're seeing anyways.
Thanks, man. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Appreciate you, man.
Yeah, very encouraging.
Wow.
338
Shout out to single dads out there, man.
That's cool.
Yeah, no kidding, right? It's tough. You know, sometimes we do forget about the single dads.
Yeah, and, absolutely.
Because we hear so much, especially here in New Mexico, there are a lot of single moms, who are doing it all alone. And then there are single dads, too.
Yeah. I'm a product of a single mom. I grew up, just me and my moms and my brother and sister. And I can definitely relate to how difficult it was watching my mom try and work and keep everything going and still she had to deal with. My dad died when I was 6, and my brother and sister were 4 and 3. So she had a 6-year-old, a 4-year-old, and a 3-year-old trying to work. She was a stay-at-home mom up until that point.
Man.
And so to see her persevere and get through. So I commend anyone out there doing it solo, man or woman, because it's a tough job, especially trying to be both mom and dad.
Yeah.
It's an incredible task. And but dude, just shout out to that guy. That he sounded awesome.
Good morning.
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's up?
Hey, I just wanted to kind of talk a little bit to you guys about what you guys were talking about earlier with Lindsay.
Yeah.
Hey, and even this would kind of relate to Dex, because I was kind of in a similar situation as you guys. I'd been a pastor, a youth pastor, for about 10 years. And you want to talk about a guy who put all of his eggs in one basket, that was totally me. And I've never really shared this with really anybody but my wife, but, you know, I got kind of hammered as a youth pastor and failed miserably, in my opinion. And when I finally got out of it, I know what you guys were talking about, how you kind of feel like, you know, what do I do now? You know, my identity was wrapped up in it. I mean,
yeah.
Everything that I was that pastor. And I thought, you know, this is what I was going to do for the rest of my life, you know?
Right, yeah, you
and,
have for it.
Yeah, and, you know, so I ended up struggling a whole lot with, you know, getting out, you know, feeling like I was hurt by the church, feeling like I just got kind of, you know, beaten down, disrespected. You know, I asked the same questions you did, Desk. You know, what did I do? You know, and, you know, you really start thinking that way. And for me, a lot of my anger kind of turned towards God, thinking, well, these are your people. These are people who are doing things in your name, you know, and you get kind of like this feeling like, God, did you leave me? Did you, why am I going through this? Why am I? And, you know, people want to throw out, you know, Bible stories, and they want to, you know, tell you, oh, don't worry, you know, God's got a plan for you, and whatever, you know, is not here, you know, he's got something better for you.
Right.
You know, and then I think, Lindsay, you said earlier something, I don't know if it was you or Dex, said something about being 30 and going back to being in college again.
Yeah, that's me. Sorry about that. Yeah.
was you, Lindsay?
Definitely me.
Yeah, it wasn't Dex.
I'm 30 years old, and I am in college again.
Well, good for you, though.
Yeah, great.
No.
For real. It's never too late.
Yeah, no, I make jokes, but honestly, it is never too late.
Yeah, no, I agree, and I know you were just, you know, joking around, and I thought, you know, I laughed, and my kids were kind of looking at me weird, but...
Like, Dad, that's you.
I even like the thought that 30 is old these days, because there are people in their 40s that start over, and their 50s, and their 60s that you know, go in a different direction in their life.
30's the new 50, man.
Yeah.
But okay. I think the feeling is the same, though, you know, I mean, when you're 30, and, you know, you're restarting school, and you're thinking... Gosh, you know, I was in a career that never really got started, you know? And you're kind of just like, man, you know, do I suck at life? Yeah. Or, you know, and, you know, I just want to, you know, encourage all of us, you know, through this difficult time. Because I'm sure you guys still think about it, and, you know, maybe fresh for you still, Dex. I know for me, I've been out of it for almost 2.5 years, and it still eats at me all the time.
Yeah.
You know, what could I have done better? You know, why couldn't I be, you know, more? You know, why am I not on, you know, this high-level status? You know, why am I, you know, why are other people succeeding and I'm not, you know? And that's where I was, you know? And I just want to say that, you know, there's really nothing that anybody can say to really heal the wound except to say that, you know, we move on. You know, we just have to move on. We just have to go forward, push forward, you know?
That's right,
kind of rocky status, you know, and just kill our Ivan Drago, you know.
You know, everything you just talked about is definitely everything that I was going through as well—the feelings, the emotions—and I can totally relate to that, man. And you're right; you have to keep your eyes set on God and what's ahead. You know, just taking it day by day and roll with those punches, man. And just pray that God would open up opportunities, and you're doing what God wants you to do. And that's what I love so much about where I'm at right now, is like, I know this is exactly where God wants me. And that's such a good feeling to have.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, and if this goes away today, if we get the show, if we get canned here in 4 minutes, you know what? It's all good.
What?
It's all good.
No, it is not all good.
I really appreciate.
That would suck. I can imagine losing my job. I would feel like a loser.
Wow. No, Steve-O,
because listen, I'm going to age you a little bit here, Steve-O.
Age him.
Age him, boy.
I've been listening to you on the radio since I was like 15, 16.
Wow.
He's 42.
And you look the exact same.
I'm a vampire.
You do not age.
Thank you. I am a vampire.
Hey, man, I really appreciate you calling in, for real.
All right, guys. Have a good one.
All right, God bless you.
This is why it's... Can you imagine his position? Because we're talking about having normal jobs and losing those things. And then what if your identity, which your job usually is your identity, what if you're a pastor? Or what if you work in a church? And then you lose that job. And it's like, well, everybody's like, well, your identity should be found in Christ. Christ just fired me.
Yeah, exactly.
So true, though. What do you do in that situation?
Man, I wish we could have talked to him longer.
Yeah. No, it's, I mean...
But we're out of shape.
I could share some things on this. You know what I mean? I've been here since 03. As he said, he's listened to me for half his life. But there was a time where I was not here, you know? And so that was my own doing, my own actions and stupidity and sin, and man, so I can definitely relate to the idea of being wrapped up in something so much so. No matter where you're at, no matter what, if your ministry is your identity and it's not in Jesus, it's still idolatry. You can make it to where your church, your pastor, your youth group, your whatever, your small group can become idolatrous if you are wrapped up in that status and not focused on Jesus.
Totes.
So
interesting.
Yeah.
We are out of time this morning. Man, we got a huge show. If you missed any of it, hit the podcast. It'll be up here in a little bit.
So what are we just gonna call the winner or something?
Yep. What do you think?
I honestly think it came down to Daniel
and Daniel
or Rebecca.
Oh, that lady Rebecca was so good.
So
you know what, Lindsay, you get to pick.
Yeah.
Rebecca.
Okay.
No.
Rebecca, you get the VIP 4-pack of tickets to the Rock and Worship Road Show in Las Cruces on Friday. Congratulations.
Woo! Yeah.
Lindsay, thanks for joining us.
Of course. Thanks for having me, guys. It was awesome. Thank you so much.
Yeah, definitely have you in again, you know?
Every day. I mean, what?
I'll see you guys tomorrow.
We just lost 17 fans on Facebook.
Oh, gosh.
She just got 17 more on Instagram.
Man, we had Beverly, Wendy, from the Goldbergs on ABC. If you missed that, it'll be up at the podcast.
Hey, this is Teo from The Morning Invasion. Listen, I know you're hearing this podcast and you are, number one, blown away, and number two, asking yourself, how can I get in on that Morning Invasion action? Well, all you have to do is shoot us an email, radio@star88.fm. We're going to hook it up. You're going to become the Morning Invasion podcast sponsor. Your name's going to be in lights. It's going to be all over the internet, and you will finally find a way to connect with those crazy millennials. Radio@star88.fm.